gonna get Trump.
But you know the talk radio.
People get it. I'm gonna get Trump.
All right. Talk radio. We don't have an opening. Yes, we do. Hang on, guys. Let's hang tight.
Birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America, whatever's left of you. You were the darling when you saved the world. WW 1 and 2. France was just be part of Germany now. If it hadn't been for you. Now your children wanna turn you in to something other than yourself. They burned your flag in their city streets more than anybody else. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom. Sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's pissing on red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. Who they gonna count on? You're not there to take their call. Will the world keep right on spinning without the greatest of them all? Without the helping hand of God, your day's a number, my old friend. Wish you're gonna miss you, girl. You were the best it's ever been. By the left's design, and the right can't seem to get it right most of the time. Every time I go to town and vote, I just come home with blues. The lesser of two evils, all we ever get to choose. Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom. But sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody's been well on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you. Happy birthday, America.
All right. That was Colonel Jeffries sent that, and that's Toby Keith. And a happy birthday, America. Thank you, Colonel Jeffries. Who knows Colonel Pillow, who is very much MAGA, retired, by the way, both retired, and both from Alabama, by the way. So how you doing, Gene?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm groovy. Hang on. I'm going to get Joe on. Joe, is that you?
Good song, Donnie. Good song. Happy All birthday, right. America.
We don't need you to sing, Joe. But you and you.
I know, but I'm doing it anyway.
You and Gene take over. I got a phone call I got to take.
Okay.
That was a very fitting song. Happy birthday, America. Whatever is left of you.
I haven't heard that song before, but you're absolutely right. It is befitting the state of America today. I like it when he says, whatever's left of you. So it's a very current song. Oh.
Mm. Well, and he said something about, the Democrats ruining it or, you know, something.
Yeah, he was talking
like,
about
wow.
the left, and then he said how the right didn't help.
Right. I was like, wow.
So I'm glad.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. He's pointing at both of them, which is what he should be doing. And then he'd
I agree. There's a lot of the Republicans that, you know, are not standing up for the conservatives. You know, there's very few, like we mentioned, you know, touched on last week. You know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and
he's the only one.
Well, no, I think Ohio, what's his name?
Getz?
No, Senator from Ohio. He's a senator.
Well,
what is his name?
I don't know. I don't know.
He never wears a jacket. I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
If I said his name, you would know.
Oh yeah, if you said it, I probably would. But they're not doing anything. Rand Paul.
Jim Jordan.
Oh,
Jim
him.
Jordan.
Ah, I don't like him anymore.
Mm. Why is that?
Because he had Fauci on the hook during the congressional hearings, and he asked Fauci the question, because Fauci was saying, you know, we have to be safe and we have to wear the mask. So Jordan asked him a very important question. He asked him, what are the metrics? When are we going to be finally safe? Fauci replies, well, I'm not about politics, Senator. It's about the health of the American people. And Jordan did not follow up a very important question, which could have nailed his ass to the wall. Didn't follow
right. up. Right. I see what you're saying.
Gene, we don't need fighters. We need Mike Tyson. Okay?
We need that bull in the China shop.
You got that. Yeah, you're talking about Trump. Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, we need the one that doesn't give a rip about what those people think. They care about what the American people think. And that is definitely Trump. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's like, even when Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking, she's not, I mean, yes, she's representing her district, but she is representing way so much more than that. She is representing people like me in Michigan, you know, by standing up for these things.
She's got communities. I'm hoping that she can win. She's a freshman. I'm hoping that she can have some kind of impact. We can't expect that as freshmen. Even AOC. Do you know that AOC received one of the lowest ratings for being an effective congresswoman? But yet, everybody knows about her because she takes advantage of the media.
You're right.
Right.
But she got no bills passed. So, I don't think I told you guys, but I don't listen to Hannity anymore. Well, I might have told you. But Hannity was always saying, if you remember, how AOC has replaced, what's her name?
Pelosi.
She's replaced Pelosi. Pelosi is no longer the leader of the Democrats. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they've been saying that her, or AOC, was she, whatever, from Michigan, which, dear Lord, I'm still pissed that she won not just the once, but the second time. She never lived in her district, ever.
What did she ever do? I know, Shalee, but what did she never do?
She has never lived in the district.
Oh, she never lived in the district. Oh, okay.
No, she's using her father's address, and she's never lived there, ever.
Hmm.
And to me, that's wrong.
To me, it's the intent of the person. They say the same thing about cops have to live in the neighborhood in order to be effective cops. I think it goes a long way, but for her or anybody, I want somebody who's going to see, like even Ron Paul. I'm a Ron Paul fan. You guys know it. But Ron Paul, for all the 20 years that he was there, he represented his district fairly well because they kept reelecting him. But overall, he couldn't get, I think he only got 3 bills out of committee. They stopped him at every juncture.
Yes, they did.
But see, if Ron Paul really had the support of the so-called Tea Party conservatives, they could have rallied and filibustered every Democratic bill from the time Ron Paul got in there, let me see, about over 20 years ago. But the rhinos and the Republicans, they've been like this for decades. Same thing with the Democrats. I don't need fighters. I don't need people who say, well, you know, what we have to do is, no, I want winners. I want people to say, my bill that I sponsored got the galvanized the rest of the Republican Party or the Independent Party, and we got the bill passed.
Right.
When does that happen?
It doesn't happen very often anymore.
I don't know of any bills passed by Republicans that are making any difference for me.
No. No, right? Not even. Not even.
And they got the control of the Senate, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't need control of the House and
the
Senate.
No.
To be
Who's got control of the Senate?
Do the Republicans have the control?
No, it's 50-50 with 51
okay.
with Kamala Harris.
And like I was about to say, you don't need control. You can have 60-40 because some of the other party, they're going to defect, and you can always filibuster. And then if you filibuster and you get the news reporting it, well, that's not going to happen anymore. Then you'd have people, you know, actually, oh, yeah, you should get somebody on your show, Donnie. I was driving by a show, a Blog Talk radio show the other day, and there was a woman on the show who organized, just by herself, organized this organization to actually affect legislation. I think it's in Michigan, too.
Oh, okay.
I'll take a look at the file that I downloaded. And I'll let you know. I'll let you know before the night's over.
Sounds like a part of the group that we had a gentleman on our show a few months ago that Bianchi knows real well or goes to his show, and they do the same thing. They kind of
Pangolis. That guy has a show like every morning. I know who you're talking about. Greg Pangolis.
Okay.
He has people write up bills. He gives people the thought that, look, here are the bills that are written up by citizens, send them to Congress. And I don't think one bill has been passed by Congress.
No.
So unless the bills are passed, so she has actually affected legislation, so she has said. I'm going to delve deeper into it because I just downloaded it, I think, this morning. I'll take a look at it. And if you need the name, I'll give it to you before the show's over.
All right.
But you got to remind me because I'm not at my PC. I'm always in bed when I'm talking to you guys.
I know that. We know that.
So you heard that Biden was in Traverse City today, Michigan, right?
No, I didn't, but okay.
I don't follow too closely.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
Traverse City is a very high tourist area.
Yes,
it's known a lot for cherries. A lot of people will buy, they've got cherry orchards up there galore.
Right.
Anyways, in being 4th of July weekend, it's an extremely high tourist, now that Michigan's ungrounded.
He tied up.
Somebody made this post on Facebook. It's under Michigan Needs an Adjustment. There's a guy that's running for governor that I think put together this page. Anyways, this person says, so Biden had to fly into Bel Air's tiny airport before he and entourage drove to the King Orchard for some show-and-tell thing because Frisky's don't care for him. he and Gretsch had to prove that there are orchards that like him. They really, really like him. So let's bog down two areas that are really are already completely overrun with tourists this weekend and shut down roads and make it a pain for everyone because you need to prove that people like you. I was like,
yeah.
Wow, that's an intense post.
Yeah, yeah, especially up in Traverse City in June and July.
Maybe like going to Mackinac.
You just don't
June.
Go.
Well, it's like going to Mackinac for the 4th of July.
It,
you know,
it is
a big draw for 4th of July, or Bay City, because Bay City is known for its fireworks. We're going to be in a Bay City for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Big list maker, Frankenmuth. Even Frankenmuth is real busy this time of year. So.
Yes, they are.
Like,
are on the move, especially now. People are on the move.
Since we're ungrounded.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's special. Ungrounded, and people are on the road. On the road, man.
So, yeah, I'm like, I love how they said, just to prove that somebody likes you.
Well,
and that's basically it.
He has to prove it because we all know that he was missing in action during the camp. You're talking about Biden, right?
Well, that is correct.
Huh?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Right. So he has to prove to people that he's not as unpopular as his, you know, as his photo ops have shown. Remember, during the campaign trail, nobody showed up for his rallies. Hardly anybody. If we weren't debating Trump, nobody would have wanted to listen to him debate.
Well, exactly. So that's why you had to choose 4th of July weekend at one of the busiest tourist areas.
Right.
To get any kind of, and even in the photos that they were posting of him at the orchard, it looked like there was maybe 20, 30 people there. It was sad. It was sad.
20, 30 people. You have that many people. You don't even have that many. You don't even have that many people as waiters showing up for Trump's rallies. You know, to serve food.
I was just playing. He's in Sarasota, Florida. I was just playing some of his live
speech.
Speech he was giving down there, and it was just thousands of people.
Yeah. I heard the one in Ohio. There was another show that played it almost in its entirety. I don't need to hear speeches for an hour personally. Give me the highlights, and that's all I need, you know. But he does incite people.
Redundant.
Huh?
His speeches are becoming redundant.
Yeah.
It's like Hannity, pretty much. Like Hannity. He's coming the same
yeah,
way.
That's why I hardly watch Hannity anymore either, because it's just like he repeats himself, and I'm kind of like, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, that's been his mainstay ever since I've known him. When he left, what was the guy's name that died that used to be his partner on the air?
Holmes.
And when he left him,
Alan Combs.
Yeah, I didn't blame him the past couple of years being redundant, and you know, because you have to do that in order to get the listeners that didn't listen to you on Monday might be there on Tuesday or Wednesday. But now that Trump's gone, what else? You know, there's more to talk about from these guys than, you know, we're heading into deep, deep water. Well, no shit. You wrote about it in your books. How about giving us some solutions?
Well, it's always the same, you know, misogynist, blah, 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 kill grandmother. Yeah, I'm like, he repeats himself, you know, and all that entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so tired of it.
I like his show when he has guests on, but I don't listen to his show to find out when he has guests anymore.
Well, I do too, but he usually interrupts them, and his questions are usually taking up about a minute of your guest time. You know, they only have about 3 minutes. And his questions will be about a minute, and then they get cut off, or he's got two guests and they got 3 minutes. It's a mess. All of them do it, though. All of them sit there and
What pissed me off with regards to what you're talking about, Donnie, I was listening to, before Trump got ousted, I was listening to Levin, and he had on Sidney Powell.
Yeah.
And he had the balls to interrupt Sidney in the middle of giving him a reply. And the way he did it was his normal rudeness. He goes, "Hold on, Sidney. Now, what I want to go back to is, you know, this is Sidney Powell representing the President of the United States."
Yeah.
Shut up.
Pay their bills.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, you got to move them along. I agree with that. Hang on for a minute.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And yet they send their cars in by the millions. No, they didn't treat us well, and they don't. But big changes were being made and made. But together we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. Think of it. Before the plague came in, and then when the plague did come in, the China virus came in, we did it again. And you have a great economy. If we didn't have the strong foundation, and the radical left used to look for any country, India at the time was doing pretty well. Look at how well India is doing. How well is India doing? They got a lot of problems. Look at how well this...
He was talking about gas prices a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to give him credit. He was using we as opposed to I.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm glad to see that he's doing that. You know, it's important in my opinion that he does that.
That's normal procedure anyway.
He was doing a lot of I did this, I built, I did.
I know. But, yeah. It's normal for a politician to go we because they don't want to act as though they're megalomaniacs. But we all know that our boy there is a megalomaniac. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's an effective
megalomaniac. He may be
megalomaniac,
but he got stuff done.
That's
he
what I
did
was saying.
Get stuff done. And just think what if he had help from even Republicans, what he could have accomplished.
Could you imagine?
I know.
We probably wouldn't have even been hurting during the pandemic.
I know two. You know, I know two people at the truck plant that voted for Biden because they didn't like Trump's tweets and they didn't like hearing him on TV. Wow.
You know
He really got upset by his tweets, really. Okay.
And that's old news. But if you talk to any liberal, they cannot give you any action, activity, or policy that Trump did that pissed them off. It's always about what he said.
Yeah.
Or the womanizing that he did, you know, 15, 20 years ago now. It's like...
That was out of proportion, too, because that Hollywood Access tape was edited.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you listen to the tape, he says, if you are a celebrity, you could grab their crotches and they would not mind. I don't think he said he ever did it.
It doesn't matter if he said he did it or not. Either way, it was just so long ago. And people changed for crying out loud. But they have Biden out there, you know, grabbing women and rubbing, stroking, and sniffing, and little girls.
We got Kathy and Daniel. And we have Pianchi.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Pianchi.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Man, I feel like I just got out of prison. How you guys doing?
You did. Now, I see critics here, but I got to play this. This is for critics and for everybody else that didn't know about this man.
Here's another mensch, a friend of the show, who passed away, Senator Gravel. He was one of a kind. Senator Gravel was the guy who read the Pentagon Papers into the Senate record so that the American people would have a copy of it and they could read it. And that took a lot of courage to do that. But he's been a courageous guy his whole life, or he was. And here, I just want to share some of the highlights of what he had to say.
You're right, I made that statement. But that's before I had a chance to stand with them a couple, three times. It's like going into the Senate. You know, the first time you get there, you're all excited. My God, how did I ever get here? Then about 6 months later, you say, how the hell did the rest of them get here?
This is when he was running for president in 2008. And he was on stage with Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of the goofs.
And I got to tell you, after standing up with them, some of these people frighten me. They frighten me. When you have mainline candidates to turn around and say that there's nothing off the table with respect to Iran, that's code for using nukes, nuclear devices.
I remember when they were all saying that. All the Hillary Clinton was saying that for sure. That nothing's off the table when it comes to Iran, meaning nuclear weapons. He was the only one who would call them out for that.
I got to tell you, I'm president of the United States. There will be no preemptive wars with nuclear devices. To my mind, it's immoral, and it's been immoral for the last 50 years as part of American foreign policy.
Let's use a little moderator discretion here. Senator
And of course, anyway.
Oh, that's a weighty charge. Who on this stage exactly tonight worries you so much?
Well, I would say the top-tier ones. The top-tier ones. They made statements. Oh, Joe, I'll include you, too. You have a certain arrogance. You want to tell the Iraqis how to run their country. I got to tell you, we should just plain get out. Just plain get out. It's their country. They're asking us to leave, and we insist on staying there. And why not get out? What harm is it going to do? Oh, you hear the statement, well, my God, these soldiers will have died in vain. The entire death of Vietnam died in vain. And they're dying in vain right this very second. You know what's worse than a soldier dying in vain? It's more soldiers dying in vain. That's what's worse.
Well, now that's a presidential debate. That's a guy who knew how to bring it. Here's more. Want to hear more?
Have no important enemies. What we need to do is begin to deal with the rest of the world as equals. And we don't do that. We spend more as a nation on defense than all the rest of the world put together. Who are we afraid of? Who are you afraid of, Brian? I'm not. And Iraq has never been a threat to us. We invaded them. I mean, it is unbelievable. The military-industrial complex not only controls our government lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
They control our culture. And that's why Senator Gravel, last presidential election, who did he endorse? He endorsed Tulsi Gabbard and Bernie Sanders. He had a dual endorsement. Why? Because Tulsi was courageous enough to tell the truth about our foreign wars and to tell the truth about Syria. And so he endorsed her and Bernie. Not that Bernie and her don't have flaws. They do. All people have flaws.
Major flaws.
He endorsed Tulsi based on her anti-war or her truth-telling about Syria. Put it that way. And you can understand. I mean, that's the biggest issue. So here he is when he was on our show. Here we go.
The difficulty we have with mainstream media communicating what it needs to communicate for our democracy to stay vibrant. The reason why mainstream media doesn't do that is because mainstream media, along with the government, is controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the military-industrial complex via Wall Street. And that's the reason why you'll never get a straight cut at the news that you need to hear.
That's why you're never going to get the news you need to hear, because it's funded and owned by the military-industrial complex in Wall Street. He's 100% right. Here's one more video.
Alaska's 41-year-old Democratic Senator Mike Gravel held a mock meeting of his subcommittee on buildings and grounds with only himself present and began reading aloud the 7,000-page Pentagon secret report in public.
The papers prove that for 20 years, we have been victims of our Southeast Asia policy.
I was frightened to death over releasing the Pentagon Papers. I had no idea whether I was going to prison. All I could think of was my country is killing people, we're maiming Americans, and this is terrible. And so I was overcome with emotion, not patriotism, just emotion of something you love dearly that has gone astray.
He continued until exhaustion and emotion overcame him after 1 o'clock this morning.
I collected myself, and I asked, now keep in mind, I'm the only one on the committee. I asked unanimous consent to
put all of these papers into the record, and I've got the gavel, and I slam it, and I say, hearing no objection, so ordered, that's it. Papers are out. They're in the Senate record.
And that was a big deal.
Yeah,
that
was.
He did that. That's
all right. That's for a critic. A critic actually interviewed Senator Mike.
Oh, is that right? Because I was wondering.
Yeah.
I was wondering why Critic you're interested in this guy.
Yeah. And let me get Critic on right now. He's got his finger up. Critic, you're coming up real quick here. There you are. Hello, Critic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what was the 91, so.
Yeah.
Wasn't all that much of a shot, so. I actually didn't hear about it. So.
Oh.
So you just made, until you just made that announcement, but.
How come you were interested in him, Critic?
Well, he was the only one that was up there that was anti-war, and he was the only one that had a record of actually doing something about it with the filibuster and all of that. He was a long shot, but...
Yeah, because I don't remember him.
Huh?
I don't remember him.
Well, he did get a lot of press, you know, especially after he told off Hillary.
Well, I hadn't gotten bothered with politics until 2006 anyway, so... I didn't hear of anybody except Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
He worked with Daniel Ellsberg back in the day to...
Ellsberg wrote the Pentagon Papers, right?
Yeah, he smuggled those Pentagon Papers, and Mike Rebell was the one that read them into the record back in 1971.
Mm. While he was doing that, guess what? Biden was talking about becoming part of the New World Order back then, I think.
Oh, yeah. And Gravel was busting before. See, he said the top tier people, and Biden isn't top tier,
but he waved
his hand, and that's when he added Joe to the mix.
Yeah, because Biden was a three-time loser, two-time loser until he got until he stole it from Trump.
Well, 91.
He didn't sound it on the tape. He sounded much younger.
Well, the last one, he was real old when he was interviewed. Go ahead, Bianchi. I think I hear you.
Well, that gentleman that was speaking said he wouldn't have nuclear weapons on the table. I sure would.
As a preemptive strike?
Whatever is necessary. It has to be because if the opposite side show indication that they're getting ready to launch, well, you got to strike them before they can launch.
Well, that's
because if they launch first and it's successful, it's all over.
I think this was Iraq they were talking about, not Russia or China.
No, he was talking about Iran.
Well, he was. I think he was talking about Iran.
I don't think
Russia would go to war against the United States. I think Russia would ally with the U.S. I think China is your major problem.
Oh, yeah.
China is supposed to be having their troops on the northern and southern border getting ready for an invasion.
An invasion or to invade?
For an invasion, to invade.
Yeah, you said it right.
Well, China don't have what are they going to walk across the ocean? They only got one aircraft carrier.
I don't know about that, but their weapons against our weapons are supposed to be superior, and they've done pretty well with artificial intelligence with their pilots. They can actually fly their planes and beat their pilots, the ones who win their equivalent of the top dog, I mean of the top gun. And they got weapons which can penetrate our defenses and take down our boats.
Well, yeah, you're right. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, if they're not thinking about war, why are they trying to perfect weapons that outdo the weapons of the United States?
Well, world domination has always been on the minds of China and Russia and the United States and India and Pakistan, if they had the power. Certainly England and Germany.
Well, I think England's time has came and gone before world domination. China is an upcoming player. I don't know about India. I don't think Russia wants to be no world dominant. I think they just want to be by themselves, leave them alone. But time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, you there? Just checking if you are.
I am.
Okay. You kind of worry me when I don't hear you.
I'm listening.
Mm.
I want you to know something, Big Kathy.
Okay.
You are the reason that I am getting some mysterious second and third looks of people out in the community.
Because of the aliens?
Yes.
Wow.
They've gotten so bad they point at me.
You keep up the good work. They'll show up.
If that's what you want to call it.
They'll show up eventually. You keep up the good work.
I took a look at the maritime law like you asked, Kathy, and they have on Wikipedia, they have a whole write-up on it. And apparently our courts do not have anything to do with maritime law. I think if you ask a lawyer, you know, if you plead any kind of statute, or will the courts accept any kind of maritime law when, you know, you go into court, I think they would say no. So maritime law, admiralty law, I think that comes under, I think that comes into effect under wartime. I don't think you can go to court and say, well, you know, Judge, this particular law that you're stating here, or which the other side is stating, is trumped by maritime law. I don't think that can happen.
Okay.
But if you take a look at Wikipedia and you look up either admiralty or maritime law, they have a pretty good description of it.
Yeah. Well, that article that I read said that a lot of our courts judge under maritime law. We just don't know it. You know, we just don't know it.
Yeah, well.
And it said the cabal benefited, you know, from maritime law. You know, I also read that universities are teaching young lawyers maritime law. So, but, you know, I mean, who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious about it and wondered if we actually had maritime law on land, you know.
Well, it exists. It's just that it has to, you know, come into being under certain circumstances. If you go to Wikipedia and you put in maritime law, or I think admiralty law, and they have a nice little many-thousand-word page on it.
Well, isn't Wikipedia labeled liberal now, too?
Yeah, it is. I hear that it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, we don't know. When we read stuff, we don't know what to believe anymore, you know.
Very true.
The information that we get is what we are allowed to, you know, mm-hmm. by our ruling parties, and I just believe that. I think there's a whole lot of stuff that we don't know about because they've kept it from us.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
And, you know, I think they're preparing us for there maybe even is going to be a cooperation amongst the world government, that they're preparing the world for a so-called UFO invasion. That's what Wernher von Braun had warned us about many years ago.
Well, that's supposed to be the first scare tactic was the COVID. The UFO was in there somewhere. The UFO scare tactic, being invaded by aliens, was also a scare tactic if the first one didn't work.
Yeah.
So,
if you talk about COVID, Donnie.
You mean those?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gene.
I'm sorry. I heard them calling them false flags. Beware of all the false flags. COVID was one of the false flags.
Yeah.
Trying to get everybody
vaccinated.
Like scared.
Well, the COVID scare tactic certainly did work. You had people lined up to get the shot.
It's still working. I mean, even with the mask mandates listed, it's like when I've been out and about, there's people wearing their masks, and I'm just, I just walk by them. They can do what they want to do, right? It's like they still give people that aren't wearing a mask an evil eye. It's like,
aren't there states? I think I'm not Michigan because your governor sucks. But I think in I forget which state, maybe Texas. They're releasing their saying you don't have to wear the mask, but people are still wearing it, even though they know that the mandate is lifted.
Yeah,
it's been lifted here in Michigan too. As of we were supposed to be July 22nd, and they did it the Friday I think before that. So ours, we have no restrictions anymore either. No
really?
Capacity limits. Yeah, we have no capacity limits.
Oh.
We have no nothing. But we're still under a state of emergency for COVID.
But people...
Well, the reason they're doing that, though, Joe, don't laugh. The reason they're doing that is because if we do not remain under a state of emergency, they can no longer distribute the vaccine, the gene therapy, because that's really some emergency use only. So they
But that renders back.
If it's a state of emergency, they can't. They can no longer distribute the vaccine thing either.
Well, okay, I don't know about that. I think government will do whatever it wants to do and, put up a narrative to brainwash people into believing that what it's doing is the proper thing. But why I'm laughing is that the vaccine, if you're vaccinated, you're supposed to not be able to contract COVID. And if they're still saying that COVID is part of an emergency procedure.
No, now people are claiming that it's not that you can't contract it, but you'll have less symptoms.
Well, look how it's changed. Remember when they told us, get the vaccine, you won't get not only 95% safe, it's going to protect you from contracting COVID. But now if they're saying, well, you might be able to contract it, and if you do, you might experience some... Then what the hell fucking good is the vaccine?
Incidentally, the death certificate came back from my cousin. Finally, early this week, listed on there the cause of death.
Yeah. Oh no! Really?
What happened?
Death was under. No, it said death under investigation.
Oh.
For whom, critic?
His cousin.
Your cousin? Sorry.
Let's go.
Well, all the deaths, it didn't matter what you died from, they labeled them as COVID.
That's right.
Well,
under investigation means something different.
You know what's really scary is if you go to the, VAERS, to the CDC, it's all the side effects, deaths, et cetera, from this vaccine. And, you know, I watched the tape. I don't know. I think you played it last week about the woman with the young girl. Or was it during this last week when it came out? And then the 13-year-old boy that died. And they're pushing us on our kids. And teachers' unions are saying they don't want to go back to school unless all the kids are vaccinated. And the kids are dying, literally dying from this vaccine. And there's adults dying from this vaccine. And it's like, and I'm not talking just elderly. I'm talking healthy 20, 30-year-olds dying.
I hope with them pushing us there, destroy their freaking union. Mm. I hope it'll bite them in the ass. I think it's starting to.
That would be a good thing, but...
Yeah, it'd be a damn good...
At least bring the union back to what the union used to be. You know, what it was, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, I was about to ask you, when was that?
It's been a long time for the teachers' union, anyway. It's been a long time
Wasn't my husband says take that 1979 contract, and that's the starting point?
Yeah. Yep.
Best contract you guys ever had?
That was the best contract ever signed.
79?
Yeah.
Man, that was a long, long time ago, it seems, huh?
Yeah, and it didn't last very long because we gave concessions right back to them pretty much, pretty quick. I got to enjoy a couple of my hit days, but other than that, I just took it. That's when we started letting them make billions and billions of dollars and take our benefits away.
But anyway. I don't know about you guys. I am scared to death for these kids. I'm scared to death for people that have, you know, I don't know. I'm just scared.
Hopefully
it's
parents does the homework and the kids won't get these damn shots. Hopefully the parents.
Yeah, but they won't.
Well, hopefully they do.
Well, hopefully, but they won't. The thing, and also, with about 2 days ago, I think, Critic, you're probably, if you're still keeping up with Jones, then you've heard the interview that he had with the doctor, Angela, I forget the last name, and she's a pediatrician. And she at first wasn't quite believing that the push to get the vaccine was done for nefarious means, you know. Nothing about the Cabal, Illuminati, or anything like that. She just couldn't understand why a vaccine, which, now listen to this, the COVID itself would kill 0.001% of kids under 18, and you can include people under 30 as well. In other words, it's a 99.997% safety rate for Americans under 30, especially under 18. But one out of every 3,000 kids under 18, like Gene, you were talking about?
Yeah.
One out of 3,000. Whereas before, she's bringing up the good point. Why are we administering to kids a protection against a disease that has no effect on the kids, but the protection itself is killing the kids? One out of every 3,000 are dying.
Bill Gates said it himself. He was talking about the population, how we're at 8 billion or something people, and we're on track for 9 billion people. And this is what he quoted to say. If we are successful with vaccines, healthcare and reproductive healthcare, we can reduce that by 10 to 15%. Through vaccines, through healthcare, through reproductive care, meaning abortions, they want to reduce the population by 10 to 15% minimum.
Not only abortions, but sterilization.
Vaccines and abortions. are the two that really stood out to me.
Don't forget sterilizations as well. That's part of their program.
Right.
Through the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget the scare tactics. People were threatened with their jobs
yeah.
if they didn't get the shot. You know?
Yeah, and the sad thing
you'll
is,
die.
Can't do that.
You'll die if you don't get this COVID shot. You know?
Well, we would die if we didn't wear a mask. Remember?
Wow.
We were going to be on a ventilator if we didn't wear a mask.
You know,
and people were wishing that on people.
Yeah,
people
well.
Were wishing that on people that didn't wear a mask.
Well.
You know, when it first came out and people were getting sick in the hospital, they were putting them on ventilators.
Mm.
See, that didn't go for very long, just
no.
you know, a few months. And then we didn't hear any more about the ventilators, you know.
You know why?
Hold
on. I'm going to jump in here. The reason you didn't hear about the ventilators anymore is because we had plenty in our country. You had people like the governor of New York screaming for ventilators, so we give them ventilators. They didn't even use them.
What are ventilators?
Realized they had plenty. They had so many, they had to go to another. Another excuse. Go ahead, Gene.
But was it just ventilators that he was screaming for? He was screaming for hospital beds. And we send this Navy ship. They made makeshift hospitals, military hospitals. And they didn't even use them.
Yeah. Didn't use them.
We had that here in Detroit, too.
Franklin Graham set up a lot of tents there in New York City, you know, for sick people.
He did. Yeah, he did that, too.
He did.
Trump sent the Mercy, and I forget the name of the other hospital ship. I think one landed in L.A., and I think one landed in New York. And they weren't even used. But when I talked to some liberals, there was one liberal that says to me, do you know that for the first 2 weeks that those ships landed, nobody was allowed to get on them? He said,
no.
I said, I didn't know that.
No.
So,
no
what was the what was the other ship's name? Was it Comfort?
It may have been. It rings a bell, Kat.
Mercy was one.
Comfort sounds. I think that sounds familiar. I don't know if that's.
I think it was Comfort, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. But these people that got on the ventilators, you know, they couldn't get off of them. See, they died.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't want them off of them.
A horrible
once they got on
too.
The ventilators, they couldn't get them off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they died.
Yeah. They tell one story, a lady with a tube down her throat, laid on her stomach for over a month. My goodness.
Man, that's something.
Well, they were seeing the ventilators, they were set wrong. Or they were innovative by somebody that didn't know what in the world they were doing.
But that,
and they did damage to the esophagus and
to the lungs.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if I'm correct, most of the people who got on the ventilator, because that was supposed to be an extreme measure, most of the people
right.
who got on the ventilators died. They didn't get off.
No, not
right.
most. I wouldn't say most, but a lot did, yes.
Mm.
I don't know if it was most. I have no idea, but you've read every day. There was a lot of people dying.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that, Joe.
But a lot of these people that did get sick with the COVID, they had other health problems, too.
That's generally the case.
They had heart problems and lung problems and just all kinds of other health
lady
problems.
New York City had her third major massive heart attack and died, and they said it was COVID. Caused by COVID. Everybody who died of COVID back in the day. Jamie, I'm going to tell you. Jamie, I'll tell you right now. Jamie wants me to say, to catch a predator, former host Chris Hansen has been arrested. He was arrested last night. Turned himself in, actually, from Shiawassee County. Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator. The guy that, was the MC that show caught all the helper kit.
Well, is he a predator?
No, he's got a tape. He's got a tape of something that happened in 2020. He was supposed to show up to court with that tape to prosecute. He was in this thing with the police, and he didn't show up. And now he's been arrested. He turned himself in. He was in handcuffs, and he said it's all a mistake. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but somebody's got a TV on, and it's making it very difficult for it to hear you because it's like it'll beep in when you're talking.
She's right.
That's a speakerphone. Well,
somebody can mute themselves if they're not talking, please.
I know nothing in our history to equal
it. There it is.
So I'm catching like every other word you're saying because I can hear on a TV and then your word and then TV and then you. So I apologize.
That's okay. I hear it too. I was on a roll.
Yeah, TV, I got a pillow on my head.
You were sounding clear, but that background noise was TV.
Anyway, Jamie wanted me to read that. It's Shiawassee County, Michigan, where we live, G. Well, I'm in Shiawassee.
So who was it that was, that's what I'm saying. Can you repeat it, please, because I couldn't.
Yeah. To catch a predator, former host Chris Hansen turned himself into the police. And for not showing up in court at Shiawassee County. And he was in on a scheme with the police, and he has the tape that will convict this person, and he didn't show up to court, and they put all points bulleted out on this guy, and they arrested. You know, he turned himself in. Right.
Oh, wow.
Shiawassee, that's where we are, Gene, where I am. I'm
right.
In Shiawassee.
Well, that's where you are. I'm in Tennessee.
Cops there.
I'm right on Tennessee and Shiawassee.
Right.
Somebody turn down the TV.
Yeah,
we're asking you to mute yourself.
Come on here. I'm going to have to start muting people and find out who this is.
Well, us complainers aren't the ones doing it.
It ain't me. I got my head under the pillow.
Well, I don't hear it now.
Maybe somebody took the hint.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you guys something. One of the problems is the fact that Americans are so ignorant to a lot of things. But I was reading up on pancreatic cancer. I really wasn't looking for it, but it was there.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are we getting feedback from everybody?
Hold on. Hold on. What the hell is going on here? Depending on things. Hold on for a minute, everybody. Hold on. That was, okay, critic, that's you. That was you, buddy. I put you on mute. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, anyway, the virus that causes or contributes to pancreatic cancer, when you send medicine after to kill it, it adapts. And then when it meets the medicine again, it can't do nothing to it. And I was just thinking, in Star Trek, they had that one group called the Borg. And they done the same thing. If you shoot them, you might kill the one, but the rest of them adapt to the weapon. And they just keep coming at you.
Yeah.
So I come to the conclusion, thinking about Big Kathy again.
That's what I was thinking you were thinking.
A lot of this is being demonstrated in these movies we be watching. We just ain't catching on.
I said that last week, Bianchi.
Bianchi was late last. Bianchi wasn't in the beginning with her last week.
Yeah, Bianchi was here last week.
Oh, he was?
It was the week before
he was. Yeah, I was there, but...
I mean, we can go back to the 50s with Twilight Zone, you know? Remember the aliens coming
Rod
here?
Rod Sterling.
Hold on.
I mean, really.
It's
been right in our face, and we...
Never shuts up. My girl never shuts up. Kathy. I called you last night to have you put on everything Kathy and Daniel's been telling us was on TV yesterday. And every hour, I was about to turn the channel, and every hour was the same thing they've been telling us. It would be one after another, and going, damn, Kathy's going to watch this.
Isn't it great?
History Channel.
Everything what? Regarding what?
UFOs.
And aliens.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Something you don't believe in, but they even pulled out the Bible, Gene. They pulled out the Bible and read some passage from Revelation, another one that goes along with thousands of years ago about these hieroglyphics they see on these, you know, the walls and things. So, I don't know. I know Bianchi, I told Cinnamon last night, I got to ask you, did you see the big statues, the real tall, you know, tall statues? And they're not, you know, they're just tall. They're standing by themselves.
The ones in Georgia?
No.
Oh,
no, these are like people. They had faces, and they had faces, and they had like a, sometimes some of them had a weapon, some sort of weapon it looks like, but they had arms.
Where, over in Egypt?
I don't know where in the hell it was now. I said, I think Bianchi was there, but I'm not sure. And I wanted to ask you about these tall statues I seen. And it was interesting as heck. I want to know if you seen them. And how did
I see statues in temples over in Egypt? That the one of Ramesses, the head weighs 100,000 pounds, they predict.
Isn't that something?
But, yeah, they got down in Abu Simbel, below Aswan, they built two temples for him. Well, he built two temples, one for him and one for his favorite wife, Nefertari. And when his temple, he's got on either side, you got two statues of him. It's like 5 or 6 stories tall. Huge statues.
I just wonder, you know, these were standing alone, and I'm going, how in the hell did they build those and carve these things out? That's, you know, they were amazing.
Yeah, a lot of things over there that make you scratch your head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Let me get John Doe on. I think
that Valley of the Kings. They've got those big statues.
Yeah, I've been there.
Hold on.
That's where the two tombs are.
Skype, you're on.
My name's Gene. I used to be a Nick.
Oh, he's gone.
Must be a board.
Boy,
I have a fan club, don't I?
I caught up. It wasn't you. For you.
Okay, why don't you talk about 8 foot tall aliens last week?
Yeah.
You were.
Yep. We saw them. We saw them on a video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Russia.
Russia. Daniel's finally here.
Oh, yeah. I've been here. I've been listening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
You're on, too.
In Alton, across the river from
Donnie,
St. Louis.
That's what you were talking about, right? These tall statues about 8 to 12 feet.
Yeah.
Sort of
look
like a lot of what the History Channel was talking about, you know.
Like a tin soldier, you know, like a tin soldier. Yeah, and it goes, just like that.
With a sword with a flame on it. Did you see that part? You saw that part, didn't you?
Well, I seen them all, but I was just amazed. How in the hell did they build those? Because, I mean, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get those blocked up there? Because there's nothing. How in the hell do that? I don't know.
I don't know.
They're pretty amazing people. That's all I can tell you. Pretty amazing people.
Well, they've done some strange. Over there across from St. Louis in Alton, Illinois, they had Mr. Luckwell, he was the Alton Giant. He was tall as hell.
Well, they say there was giant people in the United States. They found bones of femur bones that were really long and in these caves. I don't.
Some place in Europe, they found the remains of lions that was as tall as big as horses. Tall as horses. You know, I can reckon that because in the primacy of this planet, when the soil was real rich and everything, well, maybe it provided nutrients that caused people to be that big. You know, they talk about spinach. How much spinach you have to have today in order to have the same equivalency of iron compared to a century or so ago. And that's because of the minerals being depleted. So
right.
I guess in the next 100 or so years, we all would be fidgets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I won't have to worry about that.
Neither will I.
Now, folks, I know we got people on the switchboard. If you push one, I'll get to you as soon as I can. I'm got one hand again, so I'm one hand in it, and it's not my right hand, so it takes me a little while to maneuver the mouse.
Now, what happened to your arm again? Your arm was you weren't going therapy.
My hand. It's right hand this time. It's gone.
Well, if you get abducted, when they get you on there, maybe it'll work you over real good, Donnie, and get you back together.
Well, they took some things out of people that claimed that they were whisked away into these ships. And they took MRIs, and they found little deals. I don't know what this is like an asteroid. It was on last night on the History Channel. They have ran it through every test, and it's a metal or something that you can't get on this earth. They don't know what it is. So ooh. How do you explain that, folks? Two people.
Well, I know if they get a hold of you, Donnie, maybe you'll get that massage that Gene's always been telling you about.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe I will. Happy ending.
Yeah, I think, an intergalactic happy ending.
The people showed they did a sketch of what they seen. I don't want those long nails around me. Thank you very much.
Well, don't forget the mad beds.
Yeah, they got enough way of manscaping that I don't like.
I've heard about the mad beds too, Kathy.
Yep. Yeah.
That one movie I told you to share with Big Kathy, I think it was called The Visitors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, The Visitors.
And you remember they went down in the cave or whatever it was? They went and one of the guys was crippled. And he stepped off into that capsule-like deal, shower. And he stayed in there for a while. He came out. He was walking pretty good.
Yeah, well, if I can use my hand again, they can put me in one of those capsules for a little while.
I think it's like three different ones, you know.
I don't know.
They do three different things.
Did you watch that film I sent you that Bianchi wanted you to see? No. Of course you didn't. I know you didn't.
I don't think I ever got it.
Well,
I think she's scared.
No, I don't think I ever got it.
No, she
ain't. I think Kathy's afraid of that stuff. She talked like that around us.
Bianchi, it'd serve you right if a 12-foot alien knocked on your front door. It would serve you right. I'd like to see how fast you could run.
You might have been for a glass of wine.
Yeah. Bianchi invited him in and get to be friends with him.
Mm-hmm. He might.
And before he left the house, he'd be a Trump supporter.
You talking about Bianchi or the alien?
The alien.
I just think there's amazing things out there that we don't know. I don't want to know some of it, but a lot of it I do.
Well, yeah,
I want to know every bit of it.
I got that from you, Kat. If an alien taps you on the shoulder, you be running.
I'll be gone.
Mm-hmm. Hold on,
you know, I'll be looking for a hole to crawl in.
Whoa, that's hang on for a minute, guys. Well, my president, I guess that's it, because they were shooting off fireworks. I don't know if that's it or not.
And the spirit of July 4th, 1776, stirring in ourselves, I say these words to you tonight. We will make our elections free and safe again.
I can know what
he's
doing.
We will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
Holy moly, we're making
America. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Sarasota. Thank you, Florida. Enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy the fireworks.
Isn't that just reflection way to start off the great birthday of the greatest country in the world?
I know, right?
Yeah, that is wonderful.
Not to me. Because I want to get the cryptic message. We will make, how? Is he going to run at 2024? He's not going to win. Is he going to be reinstated? That's going to cause a constitutional crisis. So it's not exactly...
No, it won't cause no constitutional crisis.
Why won't it?
It just won't happen. So let's just get that right. As long as we get...
And that's your opinion. There are other states. There are other elections in which people, or they have gone back and removed people that they thought won the election in state of the person that actually did win. It just has never happened in our presidential election.
It's not going to happen.
Which is why it's a constitutional crisis.
Well, hell, you got generals making dumbass statements. That one general that was talking about critical race.
Millie.
He said that, I can't think of his name. I got no argument with the guy on that.
Millie.
Yeah, John Mullen, the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Said that blacks is considered as three quarters of a human. That dumb son of a gun.
I know.
Let's call an ass hat.
Jesus.
That's
amazing.
That's what some people thought.
Well, that was 200 and something years ago. Right Side Broadcasting, if everybody know, I got to say this before it gets off my screen. Right Side Broadcasting has been banned off YouTube. They're the ones that broadcast every one of President Trump's rallies that he has. And they broadcast this. He is, they are broadcasting on GETTR. It opens up tomorrow. It's supposed to be like Twitter. And Right Side Broadcasting is on there right now. That's who you've been hearing. And through
I think they're on Rumble too, aren't they?
If you go GETTR.com, you can go to the place. And I couldn't get in. I couldn't sign up today. I guess they were being swamped.
Probably being swamped, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yes, it is good.
Aren't they on Rumble?
What's that?
Aren't they on Rumble?
Yeah, you can go to Rumble. You can get. I guess you can. I don't know that for sure, but I think you can. I think they're on Rumble.
I'm looking at it right now. I thought they were...
But this is the new Twitter. They said it was the new Twitter. I don't know that for... It's free speech, independent thought, and superior technology. And that's what it says. I don't know who owns it. I don't know anything about it.
What's the name of the platform?
It's GETTR.com.
GETTR, okay.
Yeah. GETTR.com. Pretty simple. And he was campaigning for somebody running for Senate in Florida tonight. He wasn't campaigning for himself. He was campaigning for I forgot his name now.
Well, the important thing is to get these elections, the federal elections. I keep telling, it's up to the people of the state to get their states straightened out.
Right.
There's not going to be no one voice that's dictating to the states. That's just entirely impossible. But there needs to be separate federal candidate ballots.
Right.
Let the states do whatever the hell. But leave it up to the people. The people's got to do what they are supposed to do in bringing their legislatures into line. I take my hat off to DeSantis.
Yeah.
DeSantis is sending officers to help Texas with its border. And more states should do the same thing. States should protect their borders, their state borders.
They should. They should. Texas is doing it. From Florida, and they should all pitch in if they're concerned about, I'm telling you, all these hundreds of thousands are going to cross that border, and guess who's going to pay for every damn one of them? We are. Anybody pays taxes, you bet.
Hey, Don.
They get Cadillac medical, everything be paid for. So just keep that in mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Just real quick, I went to Google to, you know, for shits and giggles, and I put in the GETTR.com.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bring it up. I went to DuckDuckGo, it brought it up.
Yeah, Google just, the one part of it.
Just an FYI, so you can't find it using Google. Well, I went to DuckDuckGo first, but then I thought, well, I wonder if Google has it, but they do have an app.
Well,
G-E-T-T-R?
G-E-T-T-R. com. And it'll bring that news site up. And it is on Rumble. And tonight was on Rumble. And it was played through G-E-T-T-R also. So it originated from Rumble. And this has all been originated from Auburn, Alabama, by the way, the headquarters. And they are...
For Eagle.
Well, hell, Gene, I'm on it off of Google.
I couldn't get it off of Google at all.
GETTR, Jason Miller, Harlan Newsmax following. Here's Trump on it.
I couldn't get it.
They must have got a block on people up there in Michigan.
No, just don't start that little rumor.
We've been saying that all along.
Yeah.
You're right, Daniel.
You guys have been down there.
Yep.
Because you send me a lot of stuff that I don't get. That's true. Let me put Critic on and see if we got that off. Whatever was playing. Yeah, Critic, you're back. Sorry, I would have got you back on sooner. I wasn't on the site yet. Uh-oh. Whitehead said GETTR is owned by Chinese nationals that defected from the mainland China.
Oh. Well, we can't have that shit, can we?
Are you saying G or B as in boy?
G as in girl.
I'm
a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher.
Well, I was looking.
I'm buying now.
Looking for the channel. I was looking for the channel in Rumble, and I can't find it.
If they defected from mainland China, that would make them allies.
Well,
supposedly. Well, they may be in disguise. Can't Americans do anything anymore?
No. Apparently not.
What the hell?
I don't know.
You know, I would trust them, Daniel, if they gave them lie detector tests with sodium pentothal.
Right.
Definitely not lie detector test.
That Chinese defector that we've been hearing about lately, you know, he's a high official in the Communist Party.
Yeah.
And I've seen where he did that a year ago. I mean,
right.
He's been out there for a year. But he's got thousands, thousands of documents that goes back 20 years. Oh, Daniel said 74 million. He's got names. He's got, you know, who they did business with the Chinese part, you know, everybody, you know.
He's still alive.
He's done.
Well, he turned his stuff into the let's see.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
I sent you a video from Dan Bongino on that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 days ago I sent it to you if you look for it.
Doesn't mean he's alive, though.
I think he is.
According to Dan Bongino, he is.
Everybody
he said he's disappeared, but he thinks he's in... He's in protective custody.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You should play that from Dan Bongino.
I'm going to try to find it, Gene. Give me a minute there.
You only get a minute.
I can't even. I'm moving with my left hand, and I'm not good at it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about
the hands.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
I apologize.
There.
I forgot.
Boy, you sure ought to try trying to type with that.
I got an idea of what it's like. If you
find a hand,
doesn't work. No fine.
I've got other handicaps. I don't need that one too.
Yeah, man, I got plenty of those. Okay, when did you send it, James? Or James?
July 2nd.
Okay, Friday. I am on Friday, right? Yeah. Okay, hold on. Father Speaks at School Board, I got that you sent me.
Yep, and DMNG, oh, I'm sorry. I sent that to you on the 19th of June. Let me send it to you again.
Go ahead.
I'll send it to you again.
Yep, well, if you can send it to me again, Gene, I gotta come over there and whoop your butt. I'm at 2,000 or
280.
We lose
everything all the time.
Even then, on a time. Damn. Women.
It's been sent.
It's what?
I just sent it again to you.
Okay. It isn't here yet. You'll hear it, I think, when it gets here. I'll stay right on my mail so I don't screw it up again. I try to keep
one. You're right. The one I sent you this week was another father that spoke at a school board regarding CRT.
Yeah, I guess I could play that while we're waiting. Pony Express.
Hey, not my
fault.
Yours.
Fault. No, that's not your fault. Relax, Gene.
I went in the mailbox. I sent it to the mailbox. The carrier picked it up and got it in its way.
heard it go. Okay, here we go with the father, I think.
Two children here to California.
Hold on, let me start it over.
My name is Ian Hart. I've got two children here at the California School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing. More importantly, I came here to talk about critical race theory. This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race, from an ethics and an ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schools. The problem of bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach kids. Instead, using it as...
Okay, who's making noise? Because this is low as it is, so quit making noise, folks.
Their own agenda to to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other. Mm-hmm. And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening. Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil. Mm-hmm. You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
Dad's black, mom's white.
Attention. Nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed.
Wow.
So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job. Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life. I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. We have a long way to go, sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man sitting in front of you addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about. You guys were all brought here as leaders, correct? Leadership is hard. Leadership requires you to say no when it needs to say no. The government gives you money to do certain things, it's your job to say no.
Yes.
And those things don't make common sense. CRT does not make common sense. It continues to drive the wedge of racial tensions bigger, higher, and stronger. It teaches those who are of color that they're less than, that they need to be lifted up by board members, by government money, by handouts. It teaches those who are white that you're evil, you're horrible, you've done terrible things, and you should pay for that. Give me your house, give me your car, because you hurt my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. It's ridiculous. As a black man, I've gone through struggles, but I never used my race to get where I am. In fact, on applications, on admission forms, on questionnaires, I left a portion of race blank and use instead my skill set to get where I am.
That's
you want to get rid of racism?
Good for you.
You want to get rid of racism? You want to teach our children how to not see color? Stop talking about it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Get it out of the schools, put it back in the homes where it's our responsibility as a parent to educate them in life issues. You teach them academics that you're currently failing. Instead of looking at critical race theory to bring into the school, why don't you look at why our children are failing in the basics?
Sure.
Bring in programs that will bring them to the forefront where they belong. Children across the seas are coming in, they're taking the jobs, the high-paying jobs, and our children are behind where they are. Yet you want to talk about critical race theory. Why? It is absolutely a joke. 100% of Joe. So ask yourselves, look yourselves in the mirror and ask, are you truly leaders or are you simply puppets in a system that's designed to further divide our children and ourselves?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, Gene. Wow. That was awesome.
That was intense, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jesus.
I agree.
What I love, though, is when you said something about you know, whites are bad, then you're teaching my daughter that her mother is bad.
Yeah.
I thought, wow.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't see, that's why I couldn't say that he's black and her mom is white. It's like, they don't know who, you know, there's a lot of interracial marriages these days. And they can't assume that just because the child is black, that one of their parents, or both their parents are black. You know?
What I like about what he said is
that
hold on. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
That he said because people are talking about it. I'm tired of fucking hearing about it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing about it on Blog Talk Radio, every show and any show.
Yeah.
We've talked about this show. We talked about it to death. Two Saturdays ago, we spent 2 hours on it. And then the Saturday after that, we spent about an hour and a half on it. I'm fucking tired of it. There's other things happening in America. Well,
yes,
by the
sir.
Way, I thought the clip was good. The clip
yeah.
was very good. But he's right. He says that the reason why everybody's upset, I forget exactly what his words were, but the focus on it because everybody's talking. If we didn't talk about it.
Stop talking about it.
Stop talking about it.
Just like, what's his name? The actor. What's his name? That said, stop talking about Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
In an interview.
Yeah, he said the same thing.
He said that years ago. Years ago.
He said there was no such thing as systemic racism. And when you take a look at, I think he's right. I think on a day-to-day level, it's different, but on a systemic
level. Wouldn't you like to know the rest of it?
Huh?
Wouldn't you like to know the rest of the story? We never get the rest of the story. I would like to know what happens in the future with this Board of Education. I'd like to know if they stood up and did what was right.
So far, none of them have. There are clips where there's a 9-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid, which, of course, is put up there by the parents. The parents are all telling the school board. A couple of them, like in Loudoun, they got arrested. And that's because, I'll tell you, the people who were there, not the board members, but the people who showed up, they were asked to leave because they stopped the meeting and they refused to leave. And then I saw the clip, and you guys disagree with me, but there's a guy who is being very assertive with the board member, and he's not backing off, and the cops ask him to back off. He's not backing off. The cops intervene. Then he starts resisting.
Yeah, I've seen that. I played them.
Yeah, you don't do that. The cops say, do something. Do it. Don't poke the bear. The guy's got a gun.
They use them these days. We were watching a video where four guys basically jumped a cop. And I'm like, that, in my opinion, is where that cop should have pulled his gun and shot their butts.
Wow.
But part of the reason I've been watching a lot of these tapes with parents at the school board is because Bianchi has been saying, what, the parents need to go to the meetings. The parents need to stand up. We need to go to these meetings and stand up. And parents are, and it's just so awesome to see it.
Oh, it is. It is. But like Don said, I want to know what's happening in the future. Are they going to listen? But see, and I predicted last week. Now, that's when I had asked the question. How long, for what period of time are these guys elected for? It's about 4 years or so like that. Nothing's going to happen unless the people themselves actually vote the bums out. But most Americans are stupid.
Agreed.
They're going to vote in the same pieces of shit that they voted out because that's the history of the voting public.
Well, they go with the name they recognize instead of us getting the ones that they don't.
Yeah. How do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger all of a sudden get voted to be a governor? The first time, I thought it was stupid, ridiculous, but he got voted twice. I'm saying, how stupid
can
the people be?
Who was the Russian? Ventura, what's his name? They got reflected as well.
Ventura did.
Jesse.
He balanced the budget in Minnesota. He did well for Minnesota.
Yes, he did.
He did very well, yes.
But that doesn't happen very often.
No, but you're right. The guy got in there. He was because I'm surprised. I didn't know anything about Ventura when he got in there until he was a wrestler. I'm saying they voted a wrestler in there.
Think about Reagan. Reagan was a movie star, and he started running for politics in California.
But he had some credibility.
Exactly.
He was voted. He was the president of the.
He was governor too, by the way.
Well, that's what I mean. He started out in California in politics, and then he's and also, president. Everybody looks at him as president.
NBC 20 mule borax. I forgot the name of the show.
Yeah, Wagon Train.
No,
Death Valley Days.
Death Valley Days. Thank you very much. So, okay, now
did you get that video?
Yeah, I've been trying to play it for 10 minutes, but I can't get you and Joe to shut up.
Oh, now we're talking too much.
Anyway,
oh, I'm sorry.
Joe, then he complains when there's dead silence and there's nobody talking.
Well, you guys are...
Make up your mind.
Joe was bitching about... He's hearing it too much, and he was keeping the conversation going. I was waiting for him to shut up. Okay, here we go.
Oh, now it makes sense. Now we got it. Why you haven't heard much about Dong Jingwei? What embarrassing information could he possibly have that would embarrass U.S. official? U.S. official, in addition to the other gems he has. Chinese assets in the United States spying on us. Oh, we'd like to know who they are. Definitely. The military... Wait, did he just say the military operation of the Wuhan Institute of Virology? I thought that was a civilian lab. All right. I can't emphasize enough to you how important this story is in Red State. Let's get right to the story. Breaking, all caps, colon. Jennifer Van Laar story. Chinese defector's identity confirmed. Was a top counterintelligence official. I got wind of this last week from some friend that this story was a really big deal. If you remember, I discussed that the DIA, our Defense Intelligence Agency, our military equivalent in the United States of our CIA, they do defense-related intelligence, obviously, had gotten hold of a defector from China at the highest levels of their counterintelligence infrastructure. I ask you this, do we now have the gold standard, the Pulp Fiction gold suitcase of sources in our hands right now? This isn't a MacGuffin. This is real. This story is shocking. I want to go into who this defector is who may be feeding us information about China, what he's feeding us, a suspicious piece of activity about a bunch of Chinese nationals who came back to the United States early in January 2020. Why would they do that? And also, some information about... You may have Hunter's laptop too. His story's just, let's go through it one by one. There are so many nuggets. I don't want to miss them. I want to get to a lot of other stuff too. Screenshot number one. So who is this guy? Well, Red State, Jennifer Van Laar, who's got some great sources here, confirmed that the defector is a man by the name of Dong Jingwei. He was in charge of counterintelligence efforts in China. So he flew to the United States in mid-February. He said, hey, I'm visiting my daughter at a university in California. Not so much. When Dong landed in California, he contacted DIA officials and told them about his plans to defect and the information he brought with him. Jingwei then hid in plain sight for about 2 weeks before disappearing into DIA custody. My guess is you won't see Dong Jingwei again anytime.
All right. I just got an urgent message on Twitter that says, is Dong a porn star? No, he's not.
Future because of the threat of him being... suicided by the Chinese Communist Party.
How about our
ladies
government?
And gentlemen, China is furious about this. Furious. I'm telling you, behind the scenes, they are enraged. They want this guy returned. They want him returned now. Remember Top Gun when they do the flyby? And I want some butts, and I want him now. Some Chinese Communist Party official is telling Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, we want some butts. And we want him now. And the butt we want is Jingwei. And so far, at least, the United States is like, nah, we're not giving him back. What did he bring with him? Why aren't you hearing about what he brought with him? Again, because it appears now a Chinese defector is confirming everything Donald Trump told you about the coronavirus. Well, not everything, but a good chunk of information about the coronavirus in China was in fact true. So the media, which doesn't want to face plant again for the 52nd thousandth time, is kind of like hiding and massaging the story. You haven't heard it anywhere, have you? If you didn't read Red State, you missed the whole thing. What does Dong have? Quote, Red State. Not only does Dong Jingwei have detailed information about China's special weapon systems, the Chinese military operation of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the origins of SARS-CoV-2, and the Chinese government's assets and sources within the United States. Wait, there's more. Dong has extremely embarrassing and damaging information. Oh, listen to this, about our intelligence community and government officials in the, quote, terabytes of data he's provided to the DIA. Oh, now it makes sense. Now we got it. Why you haven't heard much about Dong Jingwei? What embarrassing information could he possibly have that would embarrass U.S. officials? U.S. in addition to the other gems he had, Chinese assets in the United States spying on us. Oh, we'd like to know who they are. Definitely. The military, wait, did he just say the military operation of the Wuhan Institute of Virology? I thought that was a civilian lab. So everybody had called me a conspiracy theorist about my Fox show last week. Now it seems like a Chinese defector is confirming what I just said. I'll wait for your apology today. Just kidding. You losers have no dignity. You never apologize for being losers. But he also has information that would be embarrassing to us. What could that information be? Maybe that American public health, with air quotes, officials, because they really weren't interested in public health. They were more interested in propaganda. But public health officials, who knows? Who knows who they are? Maybe they knew about this the entire time, and the Chinese government knew they knew about the lab leak theory and that this was a bioweapons facility in China, and they just let it go because, God forbid, they put that out there and make Donald Trump look good. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? Hey, can we go back to that piece again? Embarrassing information. Can we flip back? Oh, very nice. Quick. Here you go. Justin, side of the switch desk. Intern guy learns quick. Check it out. So Dong has a, quote, extremely embarrassing and damaging information about our intelligence community and government officials. What could that be? That may be the next shoe to drop that you won't hear anything about in the mainstream media? That a major Chinese counterintelligence official now in the possession of the United States of America with, quote, terabytes of data has a bunch of information embarrassing to U.S. officials. Oh. Joe, can I get a
Is this over yet?
Hey, can I get a Justin, please. All right. Everybody's saying Everybody's kind of curious here what that could possibly be. Kind of sounds like something I've been telling you about for a little while now, right? What else do we know about Dong Jingwei? Well, there was a suspicious group of Chinese nationals that flew back to the United States in January of 2020. Well, why is that story interesting? Well, many of them were students, and their scheduled return based on their paperwork was not January of 2020. If it was later than January 2020, follow me if this doesn't make sense. Anyone in the room can stop me, but they were supposed to fly back later, maybe February, maybe March, but they all, in contrast to what their paperwork said, said, no, we're going to come back early in January of 2020. Many of them were Chinese nationals who happened to be students. Why is that interesting? Well, they returned early for a very specific reason, according to Dong Jingwei. Quote from the Red State piece, those students, parentheses, spies, were charged with reporting back on public policy changes, economic response and damage, impacts on the healthcare system, equipment, hospital bed shortages, etc., supply chain impacts, including how long it took things like semiconductors from China to reach the United States, civil unrest. So we had a bunch of Chinese students, air quotes, we've somehow allowed into the United States, that according to information from Red State, Dong Jingwei is indicating they weren't students. They were spies. I still haven't gotten to why they came back early, because someone in China got wind that the U.S. was going to impose travel restrictions, notably President Trump's travel restrictions from China. Oh, yeah. That one, right. Maybe we shouldn't allow travel. Maybe Trump was doing something because he was a step ahead of all these other idiots. And remember all the people in the media? You can't have travel restrictions. That's racist. Maybe Trump knew something, that these people coming back that managed to beat the travel restriction back and change their plans to travel earlier to beat the Trump travel restrictions. We're doing so because they were spies, you numbnuts. But again, God forbid they put that out there in a mainstream media outlet that now appears to have been confirmed by a Chinese counterintelligence defector we have in our possession. If they put that out there, that would make Donald Trump look good. So you got to hide that. Got to hide that. Can't have that go anywhere. I mean, is this real? Like, is this...
You just heard...
All right. Thank you, Gene. Well, he'll be dead soon. So.
Hey, Kat, Dan, you still there?
Who?
Kathy and Daniel.
Yeah,
Kathy's always around. She's lurking
yeah.
around.
No, no, they left early last week.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm listening.
All right. I just want to make sure, because I got prepared for this week's show, because you and Daniel left early. Then you left me alone to be bored to death. Okay.
Sorry.
They probably had to get out to their favorite sighting site location.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel and I have seen some strange lights in the sky at night.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Well, we think they're helicopters, you know.
Oh, okay.
They're going north.
All yeah. of them.
Hey, Don,
all
you want
them.
To show Monday? Because I got some topics.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Oh, I forgot. That's right, the July 4th.
Mm. Yeah, it's July the 4th. We can't have no...
Wait a minute. We have to respect the country.
Tomorrow's July 4th.
Tomorrow's July 4th.
Right.
So what about Monday's off?
No, people's eating Monday.
Yeah, well, people eat every Monday. You don't want to show?
Yeah.
When do you want it?
Let me just think about that.
Okay, if not Monday.
Probably Wednesday.
I got some topics I want to delve into.
Well, let us know. Give us a hint.
Well, what are these topics?
Yeah.
Well, number one, Alex Jones, very recent now, the last couple of days, he went down to the border and he saw hundreds of kids being escorted off of buses to be gone, to be transported to Catholic.
Charities.
Yeah, the Catholic charities. That's one.
Right.
The other one, which is going to be, unless it's really, really hyped up, which is really going to be great, is Mike Lindell's symposium, the IT symposium, in which, anybody here familiar with IT? Probably not. Okay. In any case... Yeah, information technology, what makes the electronics run, cyber warfare, all that. Yeah.
I thought you said iced tea.
No. iced tea.
No,
what
go
he's
ahead.
Got, he says, okay, now, Gene, you should know about this because you saw the documentary Absolutely 990. He's got the entire votes, all the votes.
Yeah.
Of all the citizens in the United uh-huh. States for the November election,
yep.
And he's got it in what's called packets. There's a two-term phrase for what he's got. It's something or other packet in which it proves that the votes which were for Trump got flipped for Biden.
Yeah, it's all on that absolute 2000.
Right.
That Gene said.
Yeah, did you see the other countries' names that interfered in the election?
That might be, yeah.
Exactly.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, South Korea,
yep.
You know?
England,
France.
Well, everybody wants a piece of the United States. We're the crown jewel.
They wanted Trump out of there. What's the name of this, whatever it is?
It's an IT symposium, which is supposed to be coming. He's going to be announcing it. He was on Alex Jones's a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And Kathy have sent me this stuff.
Okay. But what I had just mentioned was absolutely 9.9-0. It's supposed
right.
to be a very short documentary about he's introducing the symposium on that particular documentary, I guess. And he's talking
yeah.
about how he's got these packets
cyber warfare packets, which cannot be altered. Nope. In other words, once they're captured, they're captured. They're absolute proof of the Dominion machines flipping the votes for Trump, Biden rather, from Trump.
And I mentioned this what about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you're so excited about it. You watched it, and now you're really excited about it. I love it.
Well, 2 or 3 weeks ago was absolutely 9.0. What Lindell was talking about just a few days ago was brand new. It's about a symposium in which he's going to have like 20 or 30 IT managers there. They'll all corroborate that this, what he's got all the millions of votes of every voter in the United States.
Hey, Kathy, haven't we been saying this like forever? And we're just like, you know, that the Supreme Court's going to get involved and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Supreme Court can't do none of that.
I'm not talking about that.
I was just saying what Gene said.
Yeah,
well, then what is he going to do with it, Joe?
If these managers corroborate that all these packets prove that the Biden votes were flipped, then there has to be some sort of action taken.
If it's proven, they're going to have to sit some people down that's unbiased and know what the heck they're looking at.
That's what the symposium's about, right. There's a bunch of IT managers which haven't taken a look at this shit yet. They're going to take a look at it at the symposium. If they come together and say, unanimously especially, and it's supposed to be unanimously now, that these packets prove that the election was a fraud, then the Supreme Court has to be, according to Lindell, has to take it up.
Well, you know, I'm interested to know which countries interfere so we can bomb their ass.
You like to whoop ass.
This guy, he wants to go across the seas and just kill everybody.
Well, my mother said the same thing. She'll be 90 years old Friday. Why don't we just bomb them?
Oh, yeah. Because it sounds like McCain. That's why. Bomb, 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 Iran. Remember?
I remember that. As long as he was in Iran when we bombed.
Here's some information on Arizona. Maybe y'all already know this.
I probably don't.
But they have found 250,000 missing votes.
Yeah.
250,000 votes that were, what is this, Daniel? Switched from Trump or to Trump?
Well,
Trump votes, and it says Trump was ahead by 180,000 without all of the that's just Maricopa County, you know. That's what they have found so far.
Well, what's got to happen, you got to have some official report that says that.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yep.
The rest of them will fall in line, I think.
I do too.
Okay.
I think it's
we're not going to get that from our government, an official report. Well, not our government,
but
Biden's government. We're not going
to
get.
I mean, Arizona
is supposed to come out with a report by the end of the month or the beginning of July.
Yeah, but I think what Bianchi's talking about is that even if Arizona and Michigan and Wisconsin all say, you know what? We think there was fraud. We still need.
No, they got to be able to prove it.
Yeah, they got to prove it. They're going to have Congress or the Supreme Court, the highest court, highest officials in the land, do something before the American people believe it.
It's been proven in Arizona.
If it comes out, that's a done deal.
That's what
all
Lindell has done. Lindell has proven interference.
Right. That's what's important about Lindell. He's got all the votes in Maricopa County. He's got the votes in Newark, New Jersey. He's got all the votes in Alabama. All the votes.
This is how I think that has to be done.
Wait a minute. One at a time. Pianchi, go ahead.
That's got to be reported to the state legislature. Then they're the ones supposed to go to Congress. It can't come from this group that's doing the auditing. Well, it has to be reported to the state legislature.
Okay. What we've been seeing is once this information comes out, the legislature, especially in those swing states, because the Secretary of State in those states are the ones that actually certify the vote and not the Congress. They can pull back the electors. Now, they pull back their electors for those states. Granted, they may not have those electors vote for Trump, but that puts Biden well under the 270, which means he is an illegitimate president and he's sitting in that office wrongfully.
Yeah, but at the same time, Bianchi's right. Even if they prove that, it's still considered empirical evidence, even though it's right in front of our eyes.
It has to come from the state legislature.
Yeah, state legislature.
That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
Not the Secretary of State. The state legislature has to make a report.
No, that's what I said. Okay, what I'm seeing is the legislature, they see this.
Yeah.
Now, because the Secretary of State of those states certified the election, they have even more power to be able to pull back the electors' votes and dismiss them and to take them out of the running, which puts Biden well under the 270 mark.
Numerically, you may be correct, Gene, but again, it's going to cause a constitutional crisis because all of this, since January 6th now, or November 3rd, is over. Trump
it's not going to cause a constitutional crisis.
Why
to me, because it's and why would it? It's not
because if you're gonna truly contest the election, then if it's proven, okay, not officially proven, but if it's proven realistically that Trump won, something has to be done.
Exactly.
The state legislature is going to have to take that and say, this is what the count really is.
But the deed has already been done.
Then they report that to Congress. Then the next thing. Then the next thing.
The legislature has the power to pull them back.
They can do everything, but it's still a constitution. Where in the Constitution is there any kind of provision for this type of activity?
Well, there is a provision for disputes between states on how it's supposed to be heard, but it hasn't started at the legislature. That's why the courts kept drawing it back. Well, the court didn't want to be standing accused of trying to throw the election.
And we still either is going to go to the Supreme Court or it won't.
Joe, the big problem is that people let this shit go on in these states. That's where the problem is. I mean, think about it. You don't start straightening out the 15th floor of a 20-story building. It should have been straightened out at the ground floor, at the basement.
And how should they have done it?
And people let this stuff go on.
But see, that's part of the beauty of all of this. When people are seeing it and it's brought out and the legislatures are saying something about it, when people are seeing that the legislature is saying something about it, the people are really starting to stand up. I mean, look at what's happening with the parents and the school boards. They're starting to stand up and speak.
And I agree with
people
you on this.
You know
what January 6th was supposed to start? January the 6th was supposed to start with the state legislatures. They were the ones that were supposed to have a crowd of people coming in demanding that they get this stuff straightened out right. You can't go to Congress. It's too late. I mean, that's kind of working backwards. It ain't too late, but it's working backwards. Pence should have sent it back to the legislature, but he didn't. It shouldn't have never got that far.
You're exactly right, Bianchi.
Then another problem is that we ain't never seen nothing like this before. This is another like one of Big Cathy's sightings. I never even imagined something like this. And that's how they're getting over on us.
There's no protocol on it, so they're saying just going
forward. Which is why there will be a constitutional crisis, because who's going to decide what to do when there is no protocol about what to do?
Well, there is a protocol, Joe. And the key thing is this. It goes back to the sovereignty of a state. Who is the Congress and the Senate of a state? It's the state legislatures
Yes.
and the people of that state. Hell, well, you have people that
where
don't.
Where in the Constitution is there a provision to provide for election fraud for the president?
It was the states that helped put the Constitution into existence, remember?
Where in the Constitution is the provision?
I'll tell you where, Joe. It says if something has not been put in the Constitution to be enacted by the federal government, it is up to the states to do it.
That's Amendment 10.
There you go.
Amendment, yeah.
So that's the provision for the election fraud.
That's
for anything, brother.
Anything.
So if it's interpreted as such by the Supreme Court, then we can go along and go with do
it.
With the Supreme Court.
It don't even go to the Supreme Court.
No.
We need to leave the Supreme Court out of this.
Why?
Because it's not their responsibility.
It responsibility goes to the states.
Yeah, the responsibility lies with the people.
According to one interpretation, but there will be other interpretations. Laws are not that simple. If laws
Amendment
are that
10,
simple.
Read Amendment 10. It's plain as day.
You know what, Daniel? We can read every amendment. You
right.
can have that opinion. I can have an opinion. But you know what matters? The opinion
no,
of Congress and the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has nothing to do with Amendment 10. You know, it's the Constitution that even let the Supreme Court exist.
But, yeah, to be the arbiter. And you know what? It's supposed to be the state legislature was responsible for how the Electoral College is going to be done. But you know what? The Attorney General and their election committees of those particular swing states went around the state legislatures, and they allowed them to do it, and we're in the mess we're in today.
Yes,
showing
no, it's the people that let the legislatures do that stuff. We keep taking – I understand that people and that American citizens are dumb. But damn, we got to wake their ass up and expect them to do something right.
But the people don't even
Wait.
Know.
Well, here's what I think. I think if it comes out that there was election fraud, they're not going to tell how much. They're not going to change anything. But they're going to say there was election fraud, and that will put people on point, because one thing people want is a safe and honest election. They want to know their vote counts when they stand in line. So I that's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, that'll happen. But in order to make the remedies, what are the people going to do? They're going to continue to go back to their particular congressmen.
Yeah, state.
And those congressmen are already corrupt.
Your local state government.
Yeah,
and
if the mayors
and governors weren't corrupt, we wouldn't have had the BLM riots last year.
Yeah, the Congress people are, and that's another thing, electing congressmen, the U.S. Congress and U.S. Senators should be taken out of the ballot for other officials in that state. You know, getting back to Big Kathy, you remember that video, that movie that had to do with that town that had a corrupt government in it. It was ran by some business people. They had an election, and the people moved on to the courthouse or the jailhouse where they had stole the ballot. I can't think of the name of that movie. Donnie, I sent that to you way back when.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't a movie. That really happened after World War II.
You're absolutely right. It's a movie of a real case. I can't. Do you remember the town, Kathy?
No, it was in Tennessee.
Wasn't it in Arkansas?
No, Tennessee.
Tennessee, I think.
It was
well,
in
let
Tennessee.
Me.
Athens, Tennessee.
Addison?
Athens. I think
Athens,
it was Athens,
yeah.
Tennessee.
No. Oh, well.
Yeah, it was Athens, Tennessee.
That's what people are supposed to do.
Do what? What do they do?
I'm going to find it for you here. Somebody look it up real quick.
I'm going to see if I got it on my... I should still have it on my Facebook feed.
That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to read Amendment 10 just because... And Joe's right. We'll all have different interpretations. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it... by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's always been the states' rights amendment or Amendment 10.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing in the Constitution about voter fraud, voter elect, you know, what happens if this happens, what happens. It goes to the states because there's nothing in the Constitution about it.
It's called the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, Donnie.
Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan even commented on it.
And if it goes back to the states, Daniel, hopefully the state representatives aren't going to be as corrupt as I think they are.
Well, that's where the problem lies, and that's for the people to take on the motive of Athens, Tennessee, and
so
do what's
do?
Right. Look at the movie. It's called The Battle of Athens, Tennessee, A-T-H-E-N-S.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the title, so what did they do?
They went in there and kicked ass.
Yeah, well, they had all the ballots in the jail, you know. And they broke in and went in there and got them, you know. See, some guys had run. They thought they had won, but the same old people kept winning the election, see. You know,
It boiled down to the people taking the law into their own hands, which I don't have any problem with, except that they'll get killed.
Boy, I love the optimism that you guys have. You're so optimistic.
So what's the solution, Gene? I mean, everybody has a keyboard warrior when it comes to the metal hitting the rubber meeting the road. That means people got to take out the guns and risk being killed. It is no longer a rule.
Yeah, you're going to risk it, but does it mean they will not prevail?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, one thing that Biden had said was right. He said,
if
you're going to take on the United States.
You look at the glass half empty or half full. I look at it as half full.
Well, you can look at it any way you want, but you're not out there in the streets firing your gun with the M1s and the helicopters over here firing back at you. You're in the comfort of your own home.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, that's what the movie is about.
They take an oath to defend us against foreign and domestic.
And the
states, at that point, let me finish, please.
Okay.
At that point, if they show that the Democratic Party and all these countries were involved, that's domestic terrorism. That's bottom line, that's domestic terrorism. So the military at that point is to defend us, you and me, against them. The Democrats and Pelosi
and
Biden.
And you think it's all that simple?
I do.
I got news for you. There was somebody who was it? Yeah, it was on Alex Jones' show. Remember when they had the TV show where Ventura and Jones was on it? And it was just recently. They made a playback, a rerun of it. And there was a woman there who was interviewed by Jesse Ventura. She came in from Panama. She's an American woman.
Yeah, she was a doctor.
And she said the military, they have 420,000 people ready to round everybody up for FEMA camps. The military, under the guise of a pandemic, which is happening now.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Joe.
So the thing is,
that doesn't mean it's going to be a bad thing.
I don't remember her saying.
You don't think it'll be a bad thing to round people up to send them to FEMA camps?
Yeah, well, somebody's going to have to pay a lot for food and Arizona tea.
They don't plan on keeping those people alive anyway.
That's right.
They go do that before or after they get the guns. There it is, Diane.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Joe, these people who are crooked, and they've had this power and wealth and control for so long, they would do anything to keep it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Anything.
They've prepared for it for decades.
Yes, they have.
And, yes, patriots can go out there and fight, but how many people have hundreds of thousands of rounds ready to fight a tank or a helicopter or a drone? How many?
And see, I'm telling you, the military will not be attacking the Patriots.
The military is not going to be attacking the United States citizens.
Why not?
Why would they?
One at a time.
Not a civil war with brother against brother, cousin versus cousin, North versus South? No, that was a civil war. So there won't be a civil war now.
You're missing the whole basis of this. If they find that the Democratic Party, Pelosi and Schumer and Biden and Harris, all of them, the military is to uphold the Constitution, and they are to defend us against enemies, foreign and domestic. At that point, they are domestic enemies. And at that point, the military will take over, and they will go in, and they will be able to go in and arrest. They will be able to go in and arrest these people.
Because of the coup d'etat that they have done.
So the same military that's been over there 20 years in Afghanistan and Iraq, the same cops who've been accused of and convicted of murder, of corruption, like the Ramparts in L.A., like Serpico's cops in New York. You mean these same cops who have taken the oath to defend the American citizens?
I didn't say cops. I know. Military.
Same principle. The military.
Serpico.
I'm going to tell you something. When my oldest son was stationed down in El Paso, there was something going on. I can't remember what it was. It was under Obama. And he said, if I show up on your lawn with a tank, you get in. There was something going on. I can't remember. He goes, I will steal a tank and I will come get you guys. He goes, because I am to protect this country and I have to protect the Constitution. Okay. And the people that he is, a majority of the soldiers that he works with, that is what they feel. Just because these upper generals have a different whatever, the basic soldier basically down on the ground takes that oath very, very seriously. And at that point, they can disobey, air finger quotes, orders if they feel that it is going against them.
Well, it's a nice movie you're watching.
Check that out, Donnie.
But I don't know if they're going to do that, especially since that particular doctor that Don knows about was already privy to the plans that they've already laid out. And knowing the history of the United States government and our military and the cops, I'm not that optimistic.
The thing happened in Myanmar. It happened...
happened in Egypt a long time ago.
It happened in Egypt with General Sisi. Remember that? When the tank grounded? It's happened in several countries. It's not like this hasn't ever happened before and we don't know what we're doing or talking about.
Yeah, I remember Egypt when the Muslim Brotherhood had won the elections and they started changing everything, you know, the laws. The people took to the streets and the Egyptian military stood behind them. The people.
Yep.
You know, I know y'all remember that.
I don't remember.
Well,
it
happened in Ghana, too. When,
there you go. Yep.
Jerry Rawlings got in office and rounded up all the people that were still living that was involved in a coup d'etat back during the time of Nkrumah and shot them.
And what's happened to the regimes today? Are they democratic or are they what?
Well, they're going to have free elections now since the military came in and took over due to the fraudulent elections. It's the same. It's the same.
Well, the Myanmar is recent, but what about the other ones which happened with the...
I'm not sure about those.
I think Mali did it.
Yeah, Mali's recent, too.
Yeah. But, you got to think, who is our military sworn to? Not an individual, but the Constitution. And the Constitution protects us against foreign and domestic enemies. Now, we've had a coup take place. You want to talk about a crisis? We've been in a crisis.
Yep, we're living it.
We've been living it because a coup took the election.
Yep.
You know, and by fraudulent means.
That's right. And it wasn't it wasn't under the noses of the state legislatures or the governors. They participated,
right.
And they swore an oath for the same thing, to protect the people against enemies.
Yeah.
And what happened? Trump lost because they stole it.
Well, you know who else played a major part in this was the media.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you look at any of those countries, one of the first things they go after is the media. Well, the television or radio, and also newsprint. But you know another thing, Kathy?
They're
when
what?
You start researching the media, it always ends up to a Jewish person.
Yeah, it is the truth.
You ever check that out, Daniel?
Yes,
now,
sir.
I knew about it.
Yeah, we've read about, I was talking to y'all about Hitler in Germany one night when, after World War One, Hitler was trying to get Germany back on its feet. All the bankers were Jewish.
All the bankers were Jewish.
None of them would help him. Might have been what turned him against the Jews so bad, None of them would help him.
Nope.
None of them.
They wouldn't even lend Germans their own money.
No.
Right.
No. They were German Jews, and they would not lend their own government money to help.
He had to go out and borrow money, and the inflation and the interest on the money were just totally, totally ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't Hitler, isn't that when he created his own currency?
Mm-hmm.
I think he did.
That's, the Weimar Republic was pre-Hitler. That was when they had the inflation after World War One.
Yeah.
Hitler came
right,
in on
right.
it.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's what helped them rise to power. And the Jews didn't help them out, maybe because they didn't want to fund the war effort.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hitler was trying. The war was already over.
Yeah.
And Germany was in ruins. And Hitler was trying to borrow the money to help get Germany back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the Jewish bankers would help. He even offered to, I think it was Sweden. Told Sweden, I'll send you all the Jews, but give me like $2 or $3 million. Even Sweden, no, no.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't fund them.
France
Good
went
day.
Into the Rhineland after World War One.
I think Sweden said they would take the Jews for so much money or something like that.
No, they was a ship of fools. Nobody was taking the Jews. Nobody in the
remember
world
France?
Was taking Jews.
But
France
these people,
went into
these weren't
Go
the
ahead,
bankers.
Kathy.
They were. This was just Jewish citizens,
people,
German citizens. And it was the bankers, I would think, would be at fault.
Well, the bankers, Jewish in that. And then there's got to be truth to the, Zionists trying to control the world, or a bunch of Jews trying to control the world. But so are a bunch of Europeans and everybody else. Let's not forget the Chinese and the Japanese trying to get their hands in there, too. Who really runs the world? The Rothschilds.
Bianchi, I can't get that federal judge strikes down ambiguous tax mandate provision in Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package. That's all.
Maybe you can just.
Does anybody know if the Rothschild is really Jewish or not? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
What did you say?
Oh, the Rothschilds is like Meyer Rothschild. Was he Jewish, Zionist, or was he European?
Oh, I don't know. I do not know. Don't know that.
I don't get Epic newspaper anymore, so they won't let me.
Well,
go
you could probably put it in
time?
Google and bring it up in another source.
What about the House of Orange?
Okay.
There's several
families. Hold on, guys.
Can I throw something in there, James, a little bit?
We're getting off. Go ahead, James.
Adrian, what is it with Biden whispering?
And cinnamon. What?
What is it with Biden whispering?
His history.
And no, whispering.
When he's going, I got him one.
No, no,
down.
I got a
trillion.
I got a tape of the microphone.
Who knows what's inside that brain?
It was freaking.
She didn't get the American people $1.9 trillion in relief because American people didn't see $1.9 trillion.
Only 30% of that last relief bill is geared towards America. The rest of it goes overseas.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That $1.9 trillion really didn't do it much for Americans.
No.
It's like if they should have taken that money and given it to small businesses and the American people and... We'd all be sitting pretty right now then, but then again, our dollar then would be worth even less. But point being is,
I got to play this. Somebody's been hanging on for 2 hours. I got to play this for him. It's only 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, thank God.
Already heard it. It's good. You'll like this, I think. I do anyway. I know what it is.
We were on the North Korean state media website yesterday. It's pretty interesting. They announced a visit by comrade leader Kim Jong-un to the Pyongyang trolley bus factory. Kim, the story begins, quote, looked around different places of the factory, including processing, motor, and bus assembly workshops, to acquaint himself with their modernization and the actual condition of production. Then he expressed great satisfaction with the fact that the factory established an integrated manufacturing system properly, manufactured modern equipment by itself, and supplemented itself with new equipment. The story went on like this for several paragraphs. Pretty florid. You will not be surprised to learn it was not a hard-hitting piece. On the other hand, it wasn't Vogue. They didn't go that far. When it comes to authentic state media cult of personality hero worship, the propagandist North Korea's Communist Party news agency look on in awe at the reporters of Vogue magazine in New York. The Vogue guys do Stalinism the old-fashioned way. They are all in. They barely use verbs. It's all smoldering hot superlatives. Consider the new Vogue profile of Dr. Jill Biden, the scholar, scientist, statesperson, civil rights icon, healer, mother of a nation, eternally the first lady of our hearts. We could go on, but Vogue already did. Dr. Jill, we learned from Vogue, is, quote, driven, tireless, effortlessly popular, but also someone who reminds us of ourselves. That's right. She's us, but better. As Vogue puts it, she's every inch a goddess. And a very busy goddess. At one point, we find Dr. Jill in reading glasses on Air Force One and preparing for her negotiations with other world leaders of the G7. You go, Dr. Jill! You don't need to be elected to lead our country! Back in the United States, Dr. Jill barely pauses to slip into yet another glamorous outfit before heading off to administer life-saving vaccines to any American who wants one, and even some who don't. Dr. Jill is a doctor, first and foremost. In one scene from the Vogue piece, Dr. Jill cradles the arms of nervous women as they get the jab. Look at me, she coos reassuringly. It doesn't hurt. That's right. It's only Kool-Aid. Drink the whole cup. As Dr. Jill puts it with her signature modesty, you try to lift up other people. Who is this amazing woman, this servant, saint, humanitarian, genius, medical missionary who still somehow has managed to stay beguilingly sexy at 69? What did America do to deserve her? Well, thankfully, Vogue answers that question. Dr. Jill, the magazine declares, is a, quote, joy multiplier. She multiplies joy. That's what she does. It's who she is. And by the way, Dr. Jill also shot an 18 on the golf course last week, played the whole round in 22 minutes in between vaccinations and international treaty signing. It was a typical day for Dr. Jill. Back in North Korea, they must have read the latest issue of Vogue with their jaws open. A joy multiplier? Joy Brigade, sure. But joy multiplier? That might be too far, even for the Kim family. North Korea may be a hermit kingdom, but even they're not that stupid.
Oh.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe.
Joe's favorite person. Thank you, Jennifer. Now you can go to bed. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. That was good. Yeah, Vogue magazine definitely put the butter on the biscuit when it comes to Jill Buck.
And they rose-colored glasses.
And they showed her on Air Force One reading over what, I don't know, the itinerary or something. I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Probably, yeah.
But they were saying it was to help her husband remember.
Firstly, she's not a doctor. To be a doctor, you have to be a medical doctor or have a PhD. She doesn't have a PhD. She has.
Well, they say she's a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
I didn't think she was.
No, but like I said, to be a doctor, you got to be a medical doctor or have a PhD.
She's got a doctorate. She has a doctorate in
education.
And it's like that's what qualifies her as a doctor. Just because she says doctor does not mean a medical doctor.
She's not a medical
doctor. She's got that EDU. She's not a doctor. And I don't even know if she has a doctorate in that.
No, let's face it. She ain't bad for 69 years old. She ain't bad. She was rocking that mini skirt and high boots when she was getting on Air Force One.
Well, 69 for appearance.
Oh, seriously, Don?
I'm 66.
The woman doesn't know fashion.
I'd give her one.
The woman doesn't know fashion to hit her upside her head.
Bank her hard. Come here, Jilly. Come here, Jilly.
Jilly's right. Because it's not doctor to me, and it's not doctor to academics.
No, I don't know. She was a teacher. That's all I know.
Plus, they say that a dissertation, in order for her to have gotten that degree, was so full of grammar mistakes.
I know. Did you see that?
I didn't read it. I don't know. Did you read it?
Oh, I read. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Honestly, I read better in a ninth grade from a ninth grader than this thing was. Mm-hmm. Now, I said, this can't be from her, but if they say it was, I don't know.
Well, if it came from her and it's that bad, then
they
can take that doctorate and put it in the river.
It was terrible, actually. It was pretty surprising. So I don't know if that was hers or not. So I'm not going to say it was hers. That's why I didn't bring it up on the show. Mm. But they say three different sites had the same thing and said it was hers. I don't know.
The point is she's not as qualified as the left want her to be made out to be.
I have no idea if she is or not. No, I can't. I don't. I know she left her husband. Ex-husband said that she started running around with Joe Biden, and he busted her when she was driving his convertible, and he kind of followed along. Found her at a hotel with brother Joe.
Yeah, so she's a philanderer herself. But the thing is,
she's been with Joe for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's not exactly a prize. Neither one of them are prize packages, so that's
But they're both millionaires now, and it doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, the asshole is our president, so.
Now, I'm concerned about the NSA stealing or getting into Tucker Carlson's email more than anything else.
Well, they've always had that.
Everybody
does.
He caught him dead to rights because nobody had this email. Nobody had it, and they all of a sudden had it, and they made a comment about it, and that's where they screwed up.
Yeah.
And did you hear I can play that without getting in too much trouble. Some of these clips I can't play without getting into some kind of trouble.
You can have restrictions on them too, no longer than 3 minutes.
I know, Joe, just relax.
And opposed the American Rescue Plan, and I don't have time to read out all their names today.
Okay, on another subject, the official White House account tweeted yesterday the cost of a 4th of July cookout is down 16 cents from last year. 16 cents.
There has been a reduction in some of the costs of key components of the 4th of July, 4th of July barbecue. That was what the tweet was noting.
So does the White House think that 16 cents off a barbecue has more of an impact on people's lives than gas being a dollar more this time?
I would say if you don't like hot dogs, you may not care of the reduction of cost. Yep. You don't have to like hot dogs.
Yep,
I will say that what we are most focused on is the fact that we've created now more than 3 million jobs since the president took office. And continuing to implement additional components of his economic Build Back Better agenda. Go ahead.
All right. Of course, those are 3 million jobs that just opened up in California. Opened back up, I should say, not opened up.
Like they didn't create those jobs. Those are just people going back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, their jobs report is so full of shit it made with money.
The White House put out a tweet that if you're planning a cookout, ketchup is on the news. According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of 4th of July barbecue is down from last year. It's a fact. You must be heard. Hot dogs, the Biden economic plan is working. And that's something we can all relish. And it's 16 cents.
I know.
That's the difference.
I know. For them to have done that, either they had to be very stupid themselves or they believe the American people are that stupid to say.
Right. Well, wow. Yeah. Yeah. This let everybody know that wasn't Joe Biden that put that out. I guarantee you that. It was somebody else that should be probably fired.
Hey, folks.
Hey,
it would be nice to go to a hot dog 4th of July. My family still does goat stews.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact, Donnie, there's one tomorrow at Mama's house.
You know what? I was down there, and I still didn't go at 4th of July. Cinnamon and I would look over a balcony at fireworks they had by the high school. There is no way I was going to no damn goats to.
Family was there. Family was there.
I waved from the hotel room.
I want to go.
Yes, well, come on down. Well, you're the next dummy. Hey,
hot dog sounds good.
Sent my verification number. How about that?
I haven't had a good hot dog in a long time. I used to eat hot dogs. I mean, the raunchier, the better.
Joe, do you ever broil them in the oven?
No.
Try it. Put them on a cookie sheet. Put them in the oven, broil them till they plump up. They're really great.
I like them when they...
Hold on. Go ahead, critic. You go ahead, buddy.
Well, I fix Baker's bag for today and tomorrow's fork.
I didn't catch it either, critic. Say
Baker's bag.
I fix Baker's bag for today and tomorrow's fork.
Baker's bag.
It's some puff pastry with some lamb meatballs and feta cheese and sage leaves and some toasted almonds.
Feta cheese I'm having later on tonight.
Fettuccine?
No, feta cheese.
No.
Oh, feta cheese. I got you. Cinnamon, we can hear that car truck.
I'm sorry. I'll mute myself. I got all the windows up.
Oh, now I can't hear it. So you must have picked it up.
Man, feta cheese will stop you up like a police roadblock.
And Adrian,
what is this guy talking about? that you make.
I just want to say happy Independence Day, everyone.
You too, Adrian. Have a good and safe one tomorrow.
Well, you've been here all the time, Adrian?
I've been here all the time.
So you heard all the bad shit I said about you then?
I heard every damn thing.
Oh, all right.
A barbecue won't be a barbecue without Adrian.
That's right. Damn right. Adrian helped all the union UAW folks, I'll tell you that. And they still keep playing at J.J. Walker.
Oh, I can't stand I can't stand this Medicare stuff. Between them and the funeral people, oh, my God.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, back to back. You're right. Oh, you get more money so you can die, so you can pay for your cancer. Damn it. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Great. Oh, you're right. Okay. I know what I was going to say. Back years ago, I'd be going to the store in Alabama with, I don't know, and I said, man, get some hot dogs, I was telling my mom. So we look at these hot dogs. They look like dog, you know what. They're red as hell. She said, you want this? I said, hell no, that's not a hot dog. That's red. It was all red. Dye? Oh, my God, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still make them that way, Kathy? I don't
know. Well, I didn't know it was any other color.
Damn.
They could make something that's called red hot.
I don't know. These weren't red hots. It was just your everyday hot dog.
Yeah.
Kogel's the only way to go. Kogel's. Got to have Kogel's.
I give you
Kogel's myself.
Best hot dogs I ever had were from the New York vendors. The street vendors. Best.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh.
Well, just they sell amazing hot dogs nationwide now. That's from New York.
What, Nationwide Hot Dogs?
No, Nathan's.
Oh, Nathan's. Oh. Now, this wasn't Nathan's. This is from the vendors, and it's a raunchy hot dog. It's tough, but it's meaty and it's tasty.
Mm.
You know, and no nutritionist would ever recommend it, but it's delicious. You got to go to Times Square. I don't know how it is nowadays. Probably vacant, but if you ever visit New York, stay there for a while. You got to go to Broadway, and of course you have to have a hot dog, which is delicious.
Mm. Yes, I like hot dogs myself.
That's what we're having tomorrow night at work. On the grill
tomorrow on 90 degree weather. Have fun.
That'd work, huh?
No, the best way to have a hot dog is over a campfire.
Is what way?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that, too.
Over a campfire.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is your little Vienna snap dog?
Yeah, it sounds good.
And folks, people are sending me stuff, email, you know, nice little things to play. Make sure they're 3 minutes or less. 3 minutes or less. That's Joe's rule. Don's rules is send anything you want.
Yeah, half hour or more.
Well, it's educational, Joe. Get real, brother.
Yeah, hear me snore.
That's good information, Joe.
So's my snoring.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good information. All right.
So what I send him this time, Don?
I don't know.
I just heard
I got a lot of stuff.
I just heard the ringer go off.
I know. And I get.
But you're gonna play it.
And I might, if it's a half hour or more, I will.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Oh, I will.
I have to make my supper.
Well, there you go. Then when I when it's in the tape, I'll holler for you and I'll give you a quiz, see if you've been listening.
Oh, and by the way, remind me of of the Jesus, I just lost Jeannie's choo-choo.
You're taking after me, Joe. You're forgetting things.
No, my memory's worse than yours, believe me.
Oh.
I got absent-mindedness. I forgot what I forgot.
Well, while you're remembering, I'm going to try to...
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. As soon as I'm about to play a tape. Go ahead, Joe.
No. Get it over with. Give me the... somebody...
This smart guy, he's on the beach, and he's asking people what the 4th of July, these young people, what the 4th of July means. All right. Is that okay with you, Joe?
I already saw it. I saw another one like it. The immigrants like America more than the millennials. On the one I saw.
That could be possible. I haven't heard this one, so I don't know what it is. But if I get your permission, I'll play it.
Oh, okay. Then we don't have to hear it then.
Okay.
No. Let's hear it. This one's going to be interesting.
Hello.
How are you, Jim?
Sorry, Jim. No, let's hear it. It's
okay. If you can you hush up for a second?
Sure.
Okay, just for a second.
Celebrating 4th of July?
Yes, I do.
And what do we celebrate on the 4th of July?
Independence.
What started it?
I'm not too sure.
No. Long time ago, history class, 5th grade, they said something started. This whole 4th of July celebration, what was it?
I'm guessing like winning over freedom in America, maybe?
I don't know. You don't know? You're not sure?
Not.
It started because we broke away from a certain country, right?
Yeah.
Right. What country was that?
I had to go, man.
You don't know. Which country did we declare independence from to create this great country?
This is bad of me.
Ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, we are.
What country did we declare independence from?
America. I forgot, man.
What's that?
I forgot.
You forgot?
Okay.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1856. Or 1756.
This is an older guy.
1756.
Maybe.
When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this country, what year was that?
1492.
Well, that is a date in history, but it's not when there was a certain document that was signed that started this country. What was that?
I don't remember when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It's probably 1600 somewhere.
When Lee Harvey Oswald and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this great country, what year was that?
I'm assuming the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
You're just assuming.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a history person.
Obviously.
I don't remember, honestly.
No.
Could
you guess?
Can I guess? Maybe 1815? Does that sound right? Maybe?
No.
14 something?
That
I don't know.
Wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah, so are you going to tell me?
Other than Karl Marx and John Wilkes Booth, who are some of the other founding fathers that are credited with starting the great country?
Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
he was way out
there. Okay, well, Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, you got one. When Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
No.
I don't know.
Did you go to history class?
Yeah, and I aced it, but I don't remember most stuff.
Remember.
It's like,
because
like in school, like you memorize it, but you don't really like memorize
it. None of that stuff's really important.
No.
What did that do exactly?
Declare our freedom. Is that right?
Sure. Oh, no.
What are the differences?
The freedom of America and who we are and...
I believe in you.
And all that stuff?
The Evolutionary War.
What year did we declare independence from a certain country a long time ago to start the 4th of July?
1796. Right? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
I did.
Okay. You were just going to pay attention?
I guess I didn't.
What country did we declare independence from back then?
What country? China.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know what, man? In the state of mind that I'm in right now, I don't even want to answer it because I don't want to make it sound like if my schooling and my education was wrong, you know?
This isn't helping you.
This is not helping you at all, bro.
Speaking of American history,
wow.
What city was the Boston Tea Party located in?
Boston?
You're not sure?
I'm not. I'm really not good at history.
Long time ago, back when the Declaration of Independence was signed, what year was that?
1782.
And they taught you that? Where did you learn that?
Most likely in history class or
history
something
class.
Like that.
And you were a pretty good student, do you think?
Something like that. Yeah.
4th of July started because we declared our freedom, our independence from from something, right? What was that something?
I don't know, man.
This guy's got gray hair and he doesn't
really,
know.
No. Not much.
You didn't, like, pass the 5th grade or anything?
I graduated high school.
They didn't teach that in your high school?
Nah, man.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
I guess it's Americans' independence from the British government, I guess.
You guess?
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Sure. What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
From England?
Yeah.
Great Britain?
No, it is Great Britain.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
You're
so
standing
England
on.
Broke away from England.
Good afternoon.
Oh, gosh. Good afternoon.
What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
These are older women.
I don't know.
No.
Which one?
You don't know? Have you ever learned that in history class?
Was it Australia? I'm just thinking.
No.
No, they sent people to Australia. That's what they did.
The criminals.
Yeah, the bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. It starts with a U.
Maybe correct.
The Ukraine?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yugoslavia?
The United
States of America.
Yeah, there we go. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July?
Oh, my God. These are older people.
It's our Independence Day.
Independence from...
I have no idea.
No.
You got me.
Well, it's not like a trick question. It's, just kind of basic history here.
You just asked a guy that's not very smart question.
At least we have an honest man.
I'll be that, buddy, but smart I'm not.
No. And it started what year? 4th of July.
Oh, that's a good question.
Started when? It's commemorating the 4th of July of what year?
Good question. I'm not too sure on that.
No.
Yeah.
You see people's slogans, people have shirts with it.
Right.
It's like a rallying cry for freedom.
Right.
What is it? What year?
I'm trying to think. I learned this in high school. I'm 23 now. I've been in high school in a while.
Oh, nice.
Right before that, 5th grade.
Fifth grade, right. Longer than that, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't know. Huh? Is that basically what we're doing, just testing people's knowledge on their country?
What's John Hancock best known for?
I don't even know, bro. I couldn't tell you.
When somebody says, like, put your John Hancock on this, talking's referring to something.
I mean, what would it be?
They don't
I don't
do
know
that.
How I would use that into a sentence, man.
No.
You signed, like, something,
no more,
some document
think.
Somewhere.
I don't know, bro.
You still don't know?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know nothing,
thanks for demonstrating that.
He was one of the signers on the Declaration of Independence.
He was.
Wow.
Yeah. There is still hope for America.
Yeah.
Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back.
All right, Mark Dice.
Yeah.
And is going around California. Scary, isn't it?
He's done
it's
that
very
before.
Sad.
He's done that before. And the last year or the year before, I saw this.
Oh, he does it about every year. One year, he was offering a gold coin that was worth, I forgot how much now, it was quite a bit. And if they could answer some easy questions about America, they would get that gold coin. Well, I watched this whole tape, and he said, I'm going home with the gold coin. Hmm. It was pretty sad.
Well, I guess that's a good proof of how dumbed down America is. I'm sure that they probably, in their history or civics classes, only got taught it once, and that was probably it. Didn't instill any pride.
If they got taught at all. If they
got
caught at all. Who knows?
I was going to say, you know, instead of them focusing on, you know, like the critical race theory and things of that nature, go like that one father said in that tape earlier. Math, science, history, English, that's what they need to be focusing on.
They need to have mandatory drafts.
You know,
after 2 or 3 years in the service, go through boot camp and all this stuff.
You might be right about that, Bianchi, the way things are going. You might
be
even
military
absolutely
got
right.
As far as basic. You
well,
know, they're buying into the military. A lot of the basic training has gotten soft, too, you know, buying into the, you hurt
well,
my feeling.
We have to go back to the way it was.
You just brought up something. You know what they just did recently? They made the soldiers wave, and with their march, they had to wave the gay pride flag.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
Where did you see that?
Wasn't there?
On the net. Yeah, I guess you can Google it. It's military forced to wave LGBT flag. Probably
that's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah.
It's part of the diversity.
It's that class they're taking.
There's three lawsuits against Joe Biden. Why can't they have him impeach this guy? I can think of a dozen things he could
impeach. I can think of a bunch, too. There were
Joe, I hate to disappoint us, but the Pentagon won't allow pride flags to be flown at military bases. Will not.
Well,
that wasn't an illusion that I was looking at.
Because the German Shepherds go around the White House, bite all the black staff, won't bite nobody else. Something's wrong.
They're not being forced to wave them. They are banned
they were waving flags. They were holding these flags. I don't know if they were forced to. I don't know where they were at. I don't have a clue, but I'm just saying I thought it was the Air Force.
They're not forced to take the vaccination, but if they don't, then their leaves are canceled, promotions are stagnated, and something else. So
That's not true.
Wait a minute.
I agree with Gene. I mean, we're getting a lot of misinformation out there, you know.
I spoke to my
I know what I've seen. I just know what I've seen. I don't know anything else. They were in their I seen them with flags, and I don't care who said they can't do it or don't do it on the base. I don't know where they were at. I'm just telling you.
Joe said they were forced.
Never mind.
Joe said that they were forced to wave them. They are not.
Okay, you made it.
All right, I am going to have, you're forcing me to go to my PC now. I'm going to go there. I'm going to take a look at the article.
Why would a rainbow flag be flying at a base anyway?
And why should the LGBT flag be flying at an embassy? But it was.
Hold on for a minute. Gene has done something nobody else could ever do, and that's get Joe out of bed.
Oh my God.
Way to go, Gene. You are our new hero.
I'm here looking at, you know, several different sites. I mean, that are have it.
I don't
know.
I think it was Air Force because they also lowered their standards for what was it, running? They can, they don't have to run a mile or something. I can't remember what the hell it was.
When there are certain things that come up about the military being forced to do, or their promotions are being halted,
yeah,
or whatever, I talked to my son. I asked him specifically, is this true? And he's not going to lie to me.
He would know.
You know, if he can't tell me, he'll tell me, Mom, I can't tell you that.
Oh, I know.
I can't, you know. And
smart man, I met him.
It's not true. It is definitely not true.
Hard to believe Scott's the dad, but hey, you know.
I did read an article about the new recruits 3 or 4 years ago. They're having a lot of problems with these snowflakes going into the military.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. They changed the rules for them, Kathy.
Yep.
They changed the rules. Instead of keeping the rules the way it was, they changed to accommodate these snowflakes, so-called
Let me finish what I was going to say. They're having problems with discipline with them because they didn't grow up minding their parents, you know. They're having problems with them, you know, their uniform has to be just a certain way. I mean, they're not even wanting to wear the uniform like it's supposed to be worn.
Right.
So that's some of the problems they're having with them, you know.
Yep. They're lazy. They don't want to get up at the time that they're supposed to get up. They don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my boys, let's see, Jacob graduated from basic in 2011. And then Robert graduated from basic in 2015. And just in those 4 short years, basic had changed a lot.
They have a problem.
They couldn't smoke them anymore.
Yeah, they taking orders, you know, from your superiors.
Yeah.
You know.
Bianchi, somebody just sent me an email to play for you.
Hope it's Judge Jean. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Man, that person.
It will shock you. This and a lot more coming up here at thenextnewsnetwork.com. I'm Elijah Schaefer, the host of the Blaze TV show, Slightly Offensive, and I'm filling in. Please check that you are subbed by hitting the red button below and turning on the bell so you're the first to know when the news breaks. Well, Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit reports that BET founder Bob Johnson called for a $14.7 trillion reparations package for 42 million African Americans back in June of last year. Johnson's plan will offer 767 one-time cash payment to every African American in the U.S. today who are descendants of slaves. Johnson argued during the pandemic that now is the time to go big with his $14 trillion plan. Johnson says the big leap will solve the problems in today's black community because God knows that money to black communities has solved them since 1961. Johnson added that the $14 trillion will come from redistribution. Wealth transfer is exactly what's needed. Listen.
Now is the time to go big. Short answers to long, horrific questions about the stain of slavery are not going to solve the inequality problem. We need to focus on wealth creation and wealth generation. And to do that, we must bring the descendants of slaves into equality with this nation. And that's what I propose in this $14 trillion proposal to provide reparations, not only for the sin or the atonement of the sin of slavery and Jim Crowism and, as he said, both de facto and de jure, but to cause America to live up to the concept and the notion that this nation was born on the idea of American exceptionalism. And if we take that big leap, I am convinced that the problems that we confront today can be solved, but it takes a big, bold action and $14 trillion in reparations for damages visited upon the heirs of slaves is an appropriate statement.
Wow.
Well, of course, now Robert Johnson is more urgent. The BET founder and billionaire is wanting his $14 trillion reparations plan now. Vice reports that Johnson wants a check. He wants it from the government. And he wants to come with an apology for slavery, Jim Crow, and hundreds of years of racism. It's almost like 565,000 white men could give their lives fighting each other to free slaves. But of course, no, who cares about that or the apologies or everything that is given to black people and the excuses that are made for the bad patterns of violence and issues in their communities over the years. God knows the government throwing money at them has been nothing but helpful, right? Well, the 75-year-old media magnate owns several homes, heads an asset management firm, and was the first black person to own a majority stake in an NBA team. He doubts that check will ever come, but he sees a new kind of reparations being called by a different name so as not to be divisive or controversial happening already. The new reparations is critical race theory education. The housing grant program in Evanston, Illinois, $5 billion of targeted support and debt relief for black farmers, and it's the $50 billion in corporate pledges in the wake of George Floyd's murder dedicated to combating systemic racism and inequality. It's a mouthful. Anyway, there's not a lot I can say here without getting canceled. It's just, it's a lot of this is just a bunch of BS.
Okay, that came from Larry from Kentucky. It says, you spelled Pianchi wrong. Pianchi.
Right.
Pianchi, I'm a black man. This is why every media, every government makes us look bad, makes us look stupid, makes us look, I can't say that. But,
I don't, yeah.
Probably look like damn fools. But the guy made one mistake. He said every benefit. I didn't benefit from a lot of that stuff he made mention of.
No.
I worked my ass off for mine.
My question is this. Are they going to trace every person that they give any monetary funds to that they were actually defending them slaves? And the money that they take from the taxpayers to give this money to these people, are they going to actually trace their family histories to ensure that those
they're
people actually
do
owned slaves?
That's
going to be done right. So let's get back to the Navy unit. Here's the headline. Navy unit forced to take part in mandatory diversity hike waving LGBT flags. And I'll read a little bit more of this.
Navy.
Yeah. Active duty members of the Navy in San Diego were forced to take part in a mandatory diversity hike during which they flew LGBT flags while American flags were nowhere to be seen. Now, a woman whose husband is active duty Navy sent me this. This is the guy writing the article. His command held the diversity hike in honor of Pride Month. Attendance was mandatory. They hiked.
When was this article written?
Wait a minute.
When was it written? Let's see. June 30th this year, a couple of days ago.
And what was the site?
Who's the source?
Alex Jones is one of his editors. So put this headline into Google, it'll show up. Navy unit forced to take part in mandatory diversity hike. Navy unit forced to take part.
Does it show them in
yeah,
in,
show, yeah, the pictures of it.
Are they in khakis? My scene was in khakis.
And probably in tights. Cinderella
yeah,
tights.
They were in, what do they call it? Spandex. No, they weren't in there. All right. So put that in. It'll show up. You got the pictures there. Also, another thing, too.
Okay. Wait, Joe. The reason
I
want to
interrupt again, let me finish this, Joe, okay? There's another thing, too. Okay. Last week, Nellis Air Force Base responded to controversy about a drag queen show hosted by the base, Air Force Base.
I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
By saying the performance was essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. Now, what are we going to say?
The reason I asked you for specifics is because the Pentagon has banned any LGBT. And this was one unit that did it. It was not condoned by the whole military. And you were
right,
implying
right.
that it was condoned by the whole military. And it
you
was
guys
not.
You're both right a little bit. You're both right a little bit, okay?
Yeah. All right. I'll go with that. I'll say that if this is mandatory in this one particular Navy base, that it was condoned by the military, by the people.
It was a unit, not a base. But that's one unit, not a base.
Okay, we made the
okay.
point, guys. We got the point. We got the point. It was one unit. Okay,
right.
But it happened. I thought it was, I did. I thought it was Air Force. But I seen, and everybody had been Air Force. I seen khaki. So, I don't know.
So let me okay because I download. Hold on, let me get the.
I was looking at a picture of some pictures. People on a beach in clothes, regular clothes, and they got one flag that looks silly. So it's
right.
like, heck, you got some kids here too. Ain't no telling who this where this picture come from.
Okay, hold on. I gotta play this. I want everybody to hear this.
He has a new book out called Securing Democracy about his reporting, which led to the freeing of former President Lula of Brazil. And he recently resigned over censorship from the online news publication The Intercept, an organization he helped found. And you can read all of his writings at greenwald.substack.com. Please.
That service Sioux Falls.
Hold on.
And this all, can I just want to, I was going to say this to the
end. Now, this is Greenwald. He's very good. He doesn't even live in our country anymore.
But I just want to start with this now because of that. Biden's keeping Trump's pick for Moscow ambassador in place. So the guy that Trump had as the ambassador to Russia, Biden is keeping him. So all this stuff, just everyone shut up already. Okay, so let's get to this story. All right.
Can you do the power surge thing?
This is the
yes,
story.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Good for me, I've seen it 1,000 times, but I can never see it too much. It'll be such a
okay.
nice way to begin.
It is. Like negative 50 degrees in the Dakotas right now. What would happen if Russia killed the power in Fargo today? Right? What would happen if all the natural gas lines that service Sioux Falls just poofed on the coldest day in recent memory, and it wasn't in our power whether or not to turn them back on? I mean, what would you do if you lost?
What would you and your family do?
Definitely, as the act of a foreign power, on the same day the temperature in your front yard matched the temperature in
Antarctica. Put it out.
What would you and your family do?
Okay,
well,
listen
like my
to this.
Favorite song. It's like I can say it with her now. I've watched it so many times.
Okay, this is Glenn.
What would you do if all
Greenwald.
Of a sudden the natural gas just went poof and you didn't add the power? All right, let's get to this. This is fun.
All right.
It's fun. To, it's, Hold on. It's all it's nice to have laughs. Let's get down to business.
Yeah, let's get here.
So here.
Check this out. Are you?
So here, a court recently ruled that Rachel Maddow's viewers know she offered exaggeration and opinion and not facts. So this is from your article about this. MSNBC's top-rated host, Rachel Maddow, devoted a segment in 2019 to accusing the right-wing cable outlet One American News, OAN, of being a paid propaganda outlet for the Kremlin, right? In this case, she announced the most obsequiously pro-Trump right-wing news outlet in America really literally is paid by Russian propaganda. Now, she said literally. That's a quote. Okay. In response, OAN sued Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and its parent corporation, Comcast, for defamation. Makes sense. You would think they would do that. And out of all the many things you could criticize a far right-wing network for, and she had to make something up. Isn't that kind of amazing? It's to me. In an oddly overlooked ruling, an Obama-appointed federal judge dismissed the lawsuit on the grounds that even Maddow's own audience understands that her show consists of exaggeration, hyperbole, and pure opinion, and therefore would not assume that such outlandish accusations are factually true, even when she uses the language of certainty and truth when presenting them. Literally is a paid Russian propaganda. That's the quote. The judge also went on to say that Maddow's show is different than a typical news segment where anchors inform viewers about the daily news. point of Maddow's show is for her to provide the news, but also to offer her opinions on the news. I love how the first part of the judge's statement is a total burn. Rachel's news show is different from other news shows, and that is not actually news. That is such a burn.
This is her winning the case. This is her lawyers arguing this and the judge accepting it in her favor.
Yeah, this is amazing. Keeps going. Therefore, the court finds that the medium of the alleged defamatory statement makes it more likely that a reasonable viewer would not conclude that the contested statement implies an assertion of objective fact. So when she said literally, she literally didn't mean literally. She literally meant figuratively. Okay. The court ruled that Maddow's own viewers not only expect but desire that she will not provide the news in factual form, but will exaggerate and even distort reality in order to shape her opinion-driven analysis. They watch the news, but not for news. Isn't that interesting? Judge also went on to say viewers expect her to do so, as it is indeed her show, and viewers watch the segment with the understanding that it will contain Maddow's personal and subjective views about the news.
All right. It goes on and on and on, but the judge finally says her show is not news. This is where this is all going. In a court of law, the judge ruled against OAN, but actually OAN won because they got a judge saying her show isn't news at all. So there you go. Something we knew.
But didn't we already know that?
Yeah.
Well, what they also said was, is everybody satisfied with that headline I gave? Because I'm not going back to my PC. Okay.
I'm not even looking it up, Joe.
Okay. Going back to Rachel Maddow, she's supposed to be a pundit, just like Sean Hannity always admits.
That's right.
He's part news. He's part a part opinion.
Yep.
What they messed up on was they're saying that the listeners or the viewers, they expect exaggeration and hyperbole. I don't think so. What they expect is an opinion, which is supposed to be based upon some kind of fact, not outrageous bullshit.
Yeah, I remember when she did that news, that weather forecast. It was on. I played it. I played it because it was funny, and it was just stupid as hell. I know I played it.
Well, Rachel Maddow is, you know, well, all the left are like that. Well, if you have a show and you know that it's not supposed to be just news, maybe her listeners or viewers don't know that. But those that do, they still are not supposed to expect. That goes for the right and the left. That's whatever opinion comes out of anybody's mouth is supposed to be exaggerated.
Yeah.
They expect the truth. An opinion may be right or wrong, but they expect the sincere truth as it's believed by that pundit. Otherwise, it's a lie.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. So I don't know why they lost the case. Who knows why the judges come down with any kind of decisions anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know who sent this to me. Sorry. I don't remember who sent Pianchi's either. I got rid of that.
Oh, and that woman, here's the thing before I forget. You should go to EZAZ.org, and that's the organization that this woman has founded, which supposedly has been influential in making legislatures pass bills on behalf of the citizens. EZAZ.org.
Okay. One thing we haven't touched on is Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Well, we didn't touch on Trump going to the border.
I think it was a correct ruling. I didn't know a prosecutor has already made a deal with him.
Yeah, but it just kind of makes you wonder what information was he turning over.
All I know is they had an agreement, and that's all I know.
And right, but I'm just saying,
an agreement. Let me get John Doe on here. Sorry, I wasn't on the switchboard.
Oh, John was here before. He hasn't piped in yet.
No, he's been here, but now he's got. Uh-oh, I think I screwed up.
What'd you
John
do?
Doe, can you hear me? Oh no, I can't.